suggesting this is a knife I have in my hand? Have you gone mad, my sane husband? There was a knife, but I lost it.
Isn't it fascinating how the timing always lines up like a rigged game of dominoes? Just as the Epstein files start spilling out their filthy secrets, names, dates, and depraved dealings that could topple empires.
There are code words that suggest Jeffrey Epstein and his associates could maybe even be engaging in some sort of consumption. Is that human consumption?
The media machine cranks into overdrive with blatant distractions and a minimization press.
That bomb squad vehicle just pulled back in, but the two SWAT vehicles and the mobile command center are still out there somewhere. We were made aware of a location that they might be traveling to.
Election fraud gets criminally exposed in broad daylight, with whistleblowers and evidence piling up like unpaid bills.
Normally you would expect to see a smooth curve going up, not any big spikes. That's kind of what Greg was talking about, the anomalies of loading and uploading those votes. So that big spike that occurs there is a prime indicator of fraudulent voting.
And that's 604,000 votes in 90 minutes, is that right?
Correct.
Smartmatic has its office in Caracas, and it's co-located with the Consejo National Electoral, the National Electoral Commission. And there's 150 Smartmatic engineers and 150 CNE engineers side by side. They have two missions. Number one, steal elections. Number two, defeat audit. Study audit. How do different states and different localities
do
conduct
their
audit so that when they're audited, you defeat audit?
And suddenly the SAVE Act, that beacon of voter integrity, born of common sense, loses steam thanks to spineless politicians on both sides of the uniparty aisle playing footsie with the deep state.
The SAVE Act is expected to be brought to the floor for a vote this week. What are your thoughts on that? Are you going to support the SAVE Act?
Not at all. It's a terrible idea. This notion that we want to put more obstacles in the paths of voters is just what Donald Trump wants, fewer people voting. I want every legal citizen in America to be able to vote without obstacles.
Do you think requiring an ID to vote in elections is making it harder?
It's more than that. It's more than an ID. It's proof that you were born in America. So what are we talking about, a passport or a birth certificate? Got one of those handy with you in your purse? I doubt it.
But no, we can't have the masses focusing on the actions of our overlords. Instead, it's wall-to-wall coverage of the Savannah Guthrie kidnapping saga on Fox News and every other propaganda puppet show with regurgitated monotony. But at least we at InfoWars can talk about the sheer volume of dirt they're burying under this avalanche of sensationalism.
Listen to me, because this isn't a reality TV show. This is entertainment. If this is handled wrong, we will have the Great Reset, and you'll be lucky if you're eating bugs. You'll probably be dead. And, of course, now it's come out. Lex Wexner, as I told you 15 years ago, was the CIA, Mossad, MI6, mega spy chief running Epstein for George Herbert Walker Bush and Bill Barr, putting him on the Trilateral Commission when he's 30 years old, on the commission, not just a subcommission.
The Trilateral Commission is some spooky stuff. People said it was some of the people that, the Illuminati, there's some mystery about it, people that ran the world. It was politicians, but David said most countries, the politicians get elected for 4 years or 8 years, separate from the royal families in England or in the Middle East. Someone's there for 4 years and then they're not there anymore. The most important people to have stability and consistency would be businessmen. So he formed this trilateral commission of businessmen and politicians from three major continents. So it was the North Americans, the Europeans, and the Asians. So he said to me, would you like to be on the trilateral commission? No. I was 30 years old.
That's because they had to have a guy trained.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Rob Dew. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, everyone. It is Thursday, February 12th. I had to think for a second because 2026. I ended the broadcast day yesterday running the American, or no, the War Room. And now I'm here bright and early doing the American Journal. So less than 12 hours ago, I was on the air. I think this might be a first time somebody's done this. Ended the afternoon show and done the morning show. I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure. I've never done it this way. I might have done the morning show and then the afternoon show, but like this less than 12 hours. This is a new one for me. Welcome everyone. Or I guess it's a little more than 12 hours. No, it's six. Yeah. Well, that's 14 hours. 14 hours later. Anyway, welcome everyone to the American Journal. I'm your host, Rob Dew. You can follow me on X at Dews News, D-E-W-S-N-E-W-Z. Where do we start? Well, we have a press conference. Tom Homan is in Minneapolis giving a quick update on the goings on there with the illegal immigrant criminal roundup that people are saying is, fascism. I guess it's fascism to remove criminals from your country. Here's Tom Homan.
One thing we all had in common was the importance of ensuring and maintaining public safety. Overall, we made a lot of progress through extensive engagement, meeting with them and other key stakeholders. And it is expected that those engagements and discussions will continue going forward in order to enhance exchange of information and more coordination. As a result of this surge operation, we have greatly reduced the number of targets for enforcement action. And many criminal aliens have been arrested and taken off the streets, including murderers, sex offenders, national security threats, gang members, and other violent criminals. Just this week, ICE arrested a criminal alien with criminal convictions for rape, acts with a child under 14 years of age with force, lewd and lascivious acts with a child under 14. ICE also arrested two criminal aliens with criminal sexual misconduct convictions, among other violent criminals. Through targeted enforcement operations based on reasonable suspicion and prioritizing safety and security, ICE will continue to identify, arrest, and remove illegal aliens that pose a risk to public safety, like we've done for years. And our officers will carry out their duties with professionalism, integrity, and compassion, like we've done for years. We will enforce immigration law against all persons in the United States illegally. I want to say something about the various unfounded complaints I'm hearing about ICE enforcement operations. During the surge operation, ICE has not arrested anybody inside a hospital. We have not arrested anybody inside of a school, an elementary school. We have not arrested anybody inside a church. As a matter of fact, the only ones that disrespected the sanctuary of a church were the agitators that have been arrested and prosecuted. So far, we have nine of them. However, those locations are not off the table. I said in day one, There's no sanctuary for a significant public safety threat or national security threat. But as far as those stories about ICE going into churches, arresting people in hospitals, it simply has not happened. And if you have a case where it happened, you let me know. Because all the digging I've done here, I can't find a single one. Under President Trump's direction, we have obtained an unprecedented level of coordination with law enforcement officials that is focused on promoting public safety across the entire state. While I don't agree with Governor Walz and Attorney General Ellis on everything, I appreciate the support the governor gives to state agencies who coordinate with us in a manner intended to promote public safety. And I appreciate the AG having an open dialogue with me. Early on, the first meeting I had, acknowledging that county jails may notify ICE of the release date of an inmate, just as long as they don't hold them past the time they would normally release them. We now have the ability to arrest criminal aliens in the safety and security of jails throughout the state at the time they're being released, like we've done in other states. I've also directed the strategic placement of officers in certain areas throughout the states that can respond quickly to sheriffs that want to release somebody and notify us. We need to be nearby so they don't hold them unnecessarily. So we worked on a strategic plan to reassign officers in those key locations. Arresting a public safety threat and the safety and security of a jail is safer for the alien, it's safer for the officer, and safer for the community. I think we all can agree on that. It requires less resources for at-large operations. It just makes sense. I'll say it again, as I've said many times, we are not asking local law enforcement to act as immigration officers. I don't want them to be immigration officers. We're the immigration officers. We just want them to be cops. We're asking law enforcement to coordinate with other law enforcement to help keep public safety risk out of the communities. We have also strengthened our existing coordination with the state to target and take custody of criminal aliens more efficiently and effectively. As a result of our efforts here, Minnesota is now less of a sanctuary state for criminals. And we are proud of the public safety threats we have removed from the criminal aliens out of the state. As I said in my first press conference a couple weeks ago, President Trump didn't send me here because the operations were being run and conducted perfectly. I came here to identify issues and implement solutions to improve our mission execution. Since that time, in order to improve target enforcement operation, I and my team here, we made personnel changes. We integrated BP with the ICE teams. We established a single unified chain of command structure. We strengthened joint intelligence and targeting capabilities. We deployed body cameras. We increased the footprint of internal affairs. We commuted zero tolerance for misconduct. President Trump also deployed me here to work with state and local officials to de-escalate the intense, volatile reactions and conflicts that have unfolded on the streets here between federal law enforcement and unlawful agitators. While working to course correct and improve how enforcement operations are being run and executed here, and even before I was sent up here, I've been saying over and over that forcibly assaulting, resisting, opposing, impeding, intimidating, or interfering with a federal law enforcement officer is a crime in violation of USC 111. It's not okay. It will not be tolerated. Zero tolerance if you cross that line and put hands on an ICE officer. Not only is such activity unlawful, it is dangerous, and sadly, we have seen tragic consequences, as well as adverse impacts on businesses and the communities here in the city. While the Trump administration supports everyone's First Amendment right to freedom of speech and assembly and to petition, it has to be done lawfully and peacefully. Because we will not tolerate unlawful actions committed by agitators who are just causing havoc. This is not the way to express your disagreement or try to reform federal laws. Go talk to your members of Congress.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can't tell that to the babies running around in the street with whistles. They're little pacifiers. You can't say that. How dare Tom Homan come in with law and order? Some interesting news, 9 arrests from that church. I don't want to call it a protest, because what they did wasn't protesting. They were disrupting, the disrupting of a church service against the FACE Act. Now, there have been 9 arrests now from that. You know, he talked about deploying body cameras on everybody. I don't know why that wasn't done from the beginning. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how, one, to protect the law enforcement officials. You know, the reason we have the camera from the Rene Good shooting is because the officer had his phone out shooting. People were like, why isn't there a body cam? Well, I guess they weren't even being told to do body cams at the time, which I think is crazy. So good on Tom Homan for doing that. Let's go to clip 12. I don't even know if we need the audio of this. I'll just narrate it. Shocking video shows liberals in Minneapolis. Oh, no, we'll play the audio because we'll probably have whistles and jeering. Shows liberals attempting to prevent ICE from arresting illegal Junior De Jesus Herrera, who was caught with 57 pounds of meth. Oh, okay. Well, let's see why they're helping this shining citizen. Yeah, blowing whistles.
Why are you arresting him? You're a fascist. Why are you doing that? We need more meth on the streets. Stop stopping our meth dealers. They're citizens too.
Oh my God.
Oh, the humanity.
It's just a little boy.
Oh, it's just a little boy.
Oh my God.
How many little boys carry around 57 pounds of meth?
Wow. I mean, these people can't, they love criminals. They love crime. They love death and destruction. And I was going to start with the Canadian shooter. We'll get to that in a second. Let's go to clip 8. This is Josh Hawley talking about $60 million in dark money that's funding the Minnesota protests.
Your organization specializes in following nonprofit funding and organizational networks. So based on your research, what organizations have been active on the ground in Minnesota? What can you tell us?
Yes, we have tracked over $60 million, according to the latest 990 disclosures, to approximately 14 groups, some of them national, others on the ground. Groups like the ACLU provide the legal defense, as well as facilitate the trainings for some of the tactics that Senator Corin just described. A group named Democracy Forward, Take Action Minnesota, has gotten over $10 million from these large NGO networks, including the Neville Roy Singham Network, Indivisible, National Lawyers Guild, CTUL, the Council on American Islamic Relations Minnesota, CARE, Minnesota 350, Voices for Racial Justice, on and on. Like I said, over $60 million, just according to the latest 990 disclosures.
$60 million, 14 different groups. That sounds like a pretty broad ecosystem here. Where's this money coming from? I mean, how is it flowing to these groups? Do you have any sense?
So we've built a database that contains hundreds of thousands of rows from grants from networks like the Soros Network, the Arabella Funding Network, as mentioned, the Neville Roy Singham Funding Network, many others, Tides, the Ford Foundation Network, the Rockefeller Funding Network, these massive NGOs that have billions of dollars to spend on all kinds of coordinated protest or, in this case, riot activity.
Wow. $60 million. Now, I remember, because I don't have a memory of a goldfish. Like, I can remember when Pam Bondi said, you know, she had the Epstein files on her desk, and then they didn't exist. And then it was just videos of Jeffrey Epstein's child porn that he was getting off the web. I remember all that. And I remember this. I remember this. I had to go back and look for it, though. Kind of hard to find. But here's Pam Bondi back in September 29th of 2025. So let's see, September, October, November, December, January. Okay. Now we're maybe 4.5 months later from this time. This is what she said 4.5 months ago about what she was going to do. So let's go to that clip.
We're witnessing a new era of political violence. Assassins have tried to murder President Trump twice and tried to kill Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh. In Minnesota, legislators and even children attending mass were gunned down in cold blood in 2 separate incidents. and an assassin targeted and murdered our friend Charlie Kirk. A sniper shot three people at a Texas ICE facility, and now more than 200 violent rioters were at a Chicago ICE facility chanting, "Arrest ICE, shoot ICE." At least one had a gun. We've seen this before. We saw it in Portland and with the LA riots. These are not peaceful protests. These are coordinated attacks by radical extremists, and they end now. Anyone who threatens or assaults our federal officers will be arrested and charged federally, not in some liberal state court. Same goes for anyone who's funding and aiding these extremists. Oh. You will be dismantled brick by brick.
You hear
we
that?
Are taking our country back. Make America safe again.
That's right.
Give you some details about
it. All right, we can cut it out there. That's a strongly worded message, just like her strongly worded letters that she sends to people who don't cooperate with her. So dismantle you brick by brick, and now we hear that $60 million dollars. Maybe she didn't mean brick. Was she talking about bricks of money? I don't know. What was she talking about there? Now we have $60 million in dark money funding these protests, but she's going to stop it. That's right. Well, I just got to finish with Bondi because she was a total class act yesterday. Where do we start? Well, you know what? Let's start with the anime cartoon. Clip 4, Owen Schroyer reposted this, and it was done by, I mean, it's already an anime meme. I will do the voiceover in my best Japanese voice. Let us watch.
America 国民に説明できるか?
To the American people
why you're protecting millions.
Perfect children and molested them in satanic rituals.
The doubt is over 50,000 right now. The S&P is approaching 7,000. The Nasdaq is setting record highs. This is what we should be talking about. What does this have to do with the Epstein walls? Are you kidding me?
Just keep rolling that. I mean, we don't have to roll the audio, but just roll the video again. I mean, that only took a day. That happened yesterday. This happened yesterday. This is amazing. The power of AI at this point. It's going to put us all out of business. You back there drinking your protein milk. You're done. You're not going to have a job anymore. AI's taking it all. I mean, we're not even going to have to do anything anymore. We're just going to have to find the videos, put them in a list, and AI will put them out for us. I mean, let's go to Thomas Massey. This is Massey, and then I'm going to get to the clip that I think everybody's been playing yesterday. But Thomas Massey talking about how Patel lied. I played this yesterday on the War Room. She's arguing with Thomas Massey, and then it cuts to it was the senator from Louisiana, Kennedy, talking to Cash Patel, and Cash Patel's like, look, if we had any information on anybody, we would be going after these people. Well, the internet's found a lot of information. In fact, I'll cover that right after that, after this Massey clip. But here's Massey talking about Cash Patel and Pam Bondi and their cover-up of the Epstein files. That's all you can call it at this point. Here it is.
I provided the evidence today that shows that his statements were false under oath. Cash Patel's statements were false. They are in possession. They were in possession at the time, and they're still in possession of evidence that other men participated in the sex trafficking.
Attorney General Bondi didn't seem to directly answer that question. I mean, what do you make of what she did say?
She didn't answer anything. She came here just ready to talk about the Dow Jones and the NASDAQ, which seems kind of crazy to me. What?
So... yeah, exactly. And we'll get to that clip in a second because it should be played over and over again. She should be roasted till the end of time for that ridiculous testimony. This is from Morgan Ariel. What did I just read? Jewish investor Leon Black bit a 7-year-old's vagina and made her bleed out her butt after raping and sticking sharp objects in her.
Maybe there's a follow-up to this. I don't know. Maybe you go send one cop over to Leon Black's house and go, hey, we got a couple questions. We got some leads. So these are the notes. And they say trafficking, 5/26/2023, Leon Black call with Janine Christensen Esquire. And, so as a 7-8 years old, Black was sexually violent with her. Black bit parts of her vagina. Violence was arousing to him, very painful for her. JC represented the victim, for civil defamation case, not sex abuse. Went to the USAO in Manhattan in May. JC doesn't represent her anymore. Got a call from a victim who said she had heard about a lawsuit against Black. Victim said he raped her around 20 years ago in Epstein's townhouse. Described the pain, inserting sharp objects in her vagina on the massage table with head on the floor and legs on his shoulders, excruciating. Gave massages to Epstein and Black for money. Lives in blank now. The abuse happened in New York. Maybe Letitia James might want to investigate this. I mean, you know, they spent a lot of money going after Trump over, you know, some lady said he groped her in a changing room and she was wearing a dress that didn't exist till 2 years later. But, you know, we got to stop the presses on that. But this, hey, you know, billionaire, it's okay. We're going to let the billionaire go. We're not going to send anybody after the billionaire. So let's go to the clip now. This is Pam Bondi loses her mind when asked why she's not indicted any Jeffrey Epstein clients. Here it is.
The Dow right now is over. The Dow is over $50,000. I don't know why you're laughing. You're a great stock trader, as I hear, Raskin. The Dow is over 50,000 right now. The S&P at almost 7,000. And the NASDAQ smashing records. Americans' 401ks and retirement savings are booming. That's what we should be talking about. We should be talking about making Americans safe. We should be talking about, what does a Dow have to do with anything? That's what they just asked. Are you kidding?
Mr. Jordan,
Are you kidding me?
I was looking for the tweet of what I said yesterday, but basically it was, hey guys, you know, we can't have a good economy if we go after these rapist billionaires. We can't. You know, you either get a good economy and a stock market. Well, I don't even say good economy. You get a good stock market, boomers, or we arrest pedophile billionaires and millionaires. Crazy. I'm going to play when we come around from the break, Nick Fuentes' reaction to this, because I thought it was great. And then we're going to get to the shooter, the trans shooter. It is now, it's definite trend now of trans shooters that are going on mass shootings. They've taken the lead. It's sad because we're allowing this to happen by catering to this weird form of mental illness. And they're not going to blame the SSRIs. They're not going to blame the hormone blockers. They're going to blame the gun. They're not going to blame the psychiatrist who encouraged this type of behavior. They're going to blame the gun and possibly the psychedelics this person ingested. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Thanks for watching. This is the American Journal. I'm your host, Rob Dew. You can follow us on X at InfoWars, and you can watch this on band.video and InfoWars.com/show. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, everything we've talked about to a T is being vindicated right now. So we can obsess over the Epstein files, or is Trump covering up, or isn't he, or you know, what's Todd Blanche doing, any of that.
Men that abuse these girls, like, what does that mean?
But at the end of the day, it's 99% Democrats in there. It's the European elite. They're the ones that basically wrote the book on this crap. It's all coming out. And we, the people, the populist Christians of the world, have been vindicated in spades. And that's why we've been attacked so much. So remember, regardless of what happens with different political leaders, different populists, whether it's Orban, or whether it's Le Pen in France, or whether it's Donald Trump here, regardless, We the people of the West of America, Christendom, will continue to promote freedom and liberty and justice in the American way and expose evil. And at the tip of the spear in that fight is InfoWars. But regardless of what happens to InfoWars, TheAlexJonesStore.com is owned by Bickley, and they have set up the Alex Jones Network as our backup that is absolutely critical. And they have launched the biggest sale of the year that runs until just next Monday. So I'm saying this live on air on Tuesday, February 10th. And I'll air this later again as an ad, so you'll be seeing it later. That means you've only got 6 days to take advantage of this massive sale. Listen to this. We've got multiple bundles on the side of our best-selling products. Limited time till next Monday at midnight. And your support keeps us on the air. This is an amazing value. Ultimate Gut and Brain Bundle. Repair the gut, power the brain, the heart, everything. Bundle price, $99. Normal value, $209. Savings over 50% off. Includes bovine colostrum, the top private label, so incredible for your body, your skin, your hair, everything. Methylene blue tincture, we've got the best. Total game changer. You've seen the guests take it live on air. Even methylene blue fans say we've got the best. Methylene red is our proprietary system that doesn't have a bunch of methylene blue in it. It's got all these other supercharged nutrients that supercharge methylene blue, but also do a great job for your stamina, libido, energy outside of that. So if you love methylene blue, the methylene red, it's back in stock. All three of those together in a bundle at over 50% off. Then we have the Modern World Survival Stack. Rebuild, reload, defend. The bundle, $89. Normally $184. Over 50% off. Built to support the body, the toxic nutrient depleted modern world. Energy, stamina, focus, everything. Shilajit Complex, the best Shilajit gummies, capsules. You choose. CMOS capsules, incredible. Very strong concentrated Irish CMOS. Natural iodine, 93 trace vitamins and minerals, incredible supercharger. You want this right now. Incredible for your thyroid, immune health, metabolic balance, your heart. And then Atomic Defense is the horse pill of horse pills of all the known concentrated natural detox super nutrients to detox of heavy metals, environmental toxins, and supercharge your body and gut health. Get it all right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com and be the reason we will always be on the air one way or another. But you love sales. This one is over. I think it comes at like 57% off or something. This is over 50% off. It's running till next Monday. So I'm cutting this live on air on Tuesday, February 10th. So what is Monday? Okay. You got like 6 days to take action now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And I want to thank all you that have gotten the products and all you that have been VIPs. You get huge discounts if you do that and $40 spent in the store instantly every month. But for everybody else on the fence, you're missing out. You think our info is powerful? Well, this is even more powerful. Get it now.
Into the American Journal with your host, Rob Due. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Well, yesterday, in honor of Alex Jones's birthday, Mike Adams published a new food pyramid. I guess this is the New World Order pyramid. It starts at the top with jerky. And then you got to get your grape soda and your tuna. And then underneath that, you got your walnut sauce, your ice cream, your pasta, your $40,000 worth of hot dogs. And then underneath that, it's pizza, 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 pizza. That's it. I mean, and according to our attorney general, this is the food pyramid if you want a good stock market. Okay? This is, if we follow this food pyramid, then we can have a stock market. Wow, that's gross. Where'd y'all find that one? Did y'all make that? Oh, my God. That's your beef jerky right there. Remember, we got to keep the jerky cold. Jerky's in the freezer. I'm bringing my jerky over. Hey, the guy that cooks at the cannibal restaurant is going to make his jerky tonight. Woo, yeah. I mean, these people are sick. These people are sick. So let's go to Nick Fuentes' reaction to what we just saw. From Pam Bondi. Oh, yeah, there's the walnut sauce with the spirals. Skippy's walnut sauce. Man, can you imagine
Like, you know, most people 2 months ago didn't know about this information, and now it's one of the top searches is Epstein. They're also searching Trump with it, but Epstein never before been this popular. And I'm going to have a clip. I'm going to show you from 2016 of Alex Jones talking about it coming up. I mean, 2016, 10 years ago. And he was talking about it before that, but that's just what we could find last night. We'll be digging some more, though. We need to find the earliest mention of Epstein so we can have it. So just so we can shove it in your faces. I'm making light of it, but it pisses me off. All right, let's go to Nick Fuentes.
Featured story, we are talking all about this Pam Bondi hearing today in the Senate. What is that all about? This is like the worst defense from a politician I have ever seen in my entire life. It's just like a joke. And maybe you've seen the clip already. It went viral on social media. Pam Bondi goes to a hearing in the Senate. She's interrogated about the Jeffrey Epstein files. Or pardon me, this is in the House. She is interrogated over the Jeffrey Epstein files. And they're asking her about the victims. And are you going to unredact the rest of the files? And are you going to investigate any of these people? And she's talking about the stock market. She's doing this like ham-handed Trump thing where she's trying to insult the people asking the questions, trying to do the most transparent and obvious and clumsy pivot I've ever seen in my life. They're saying, hey, release the files. She's like, you're a loser. You're a never Trumper. What about the stock market? Bitch. And you know what's amazing about this? You know that she was coached by Trump to do this. That's the worst part. Because I know how Trump operates and I know how he thinks and I know his MO. And you know that before she went into this hearing, they had a huddle and they knew this was coming. They knew they were going to be asked about the files. And I'm sure Trump told her, you know, you got to talk about the stock market. You got to flip the script. You got to frame it in a different way. Talk about all the other successes. Because that's the playbook. Am I wrong? That is every Truth Social post. That's every rally. That's every press pool. Whenever Trump gets in trouble, whenever he's asked to explain himself, you always get the 30-minute monologue about the most successful administration in history and the job numbers and the border and blah, blah. So you know that they were going into that, and that was the playbook. And she was going to play the Trump card. But you know what? It's not working anymore. It doesn't work in the face of this Jeffrey Epstein scandal. We'll talk about why that is, because I think it says something actually pretty salient. It says something pretty profound about the entire MAGA movement. There's some sense of closure. We're sort of returning in the end to where we started in the beginning. It's kind of symbolic.
Yeah. You know, Nick has been attacking the administration a lot. Some I think it's deserved, but, you know, Trump has had some successes, and I can see why he's trying to tout those. But this has been a long, slow-moving car wreck that's going at like half a second every month. And it gets closer and closer, and the cars are colliding. They're moving real slow. It's like that, what was that Deadpool movie? The opening scene of Deadpool where everything's moving really slow and he's slicing people up and you're watching bullets fly. It's just in slow motion. And then you see Pam Bondi get up there and talk about the stock market. We saw the anime meme. Here's another one. This is from Truman Show. This is the Truman Show meme. I guess this is going to be, this is like the 2025 is bringing us a new batch of memes, because now we have this AI that can just stick people's faces on anything really quickly. So
Here's Pam Bondi when asked about Jeffrey Epstein. Here it is, clip 11.
Get you some of this new Mococo drink. All natural cocoa beans from the upper slopes of Mount Nicaragua. No artificial sweeteners.
What the hell are you talking about? Who are you talking to?
Yeah, I don't even think I played this clip yesterday. In fact, I will grab it. And it was why we have streaming services now, and there's no more DVDs and no more DVRs. Nobody's saving anything at their house unless they have a hard drive and they really take the time to do it. But on a consumer level, it's all just streaming. And that's so they could go in and make changes like that. They could change things in the movie. You know, add a chemtrail here or there in the sky. In fact, I will do that. I'll play that later. I'll get those two clips because then they show a streaming service. I believe it's Amazon cut out the opening scene to the opening title to the Robin Hood in 2010, talking about how when tyranny rears its head, you know, the outlaw kind of rises to the occasion. Yeah, I'll go grab those. We'll play them later in the show because we had them on I had him yesterday, but we didn't get to him. I did a lot of interviews. Speaking of which, you know, let's go ahead and open up the phones. And next couple hours, we'll take calls. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. And, you know, I'd love to hear your reaction on all this stuff. I got to a few calls yesterday. We're talking about the Canadian shooter. But it's just crazy. Hey, you want to know what's even crazier? I don't know which one. I'm going to play the Alex Jones video first. Here's Alex Jones in 2016. Don't go to it yet. 2016, talking about Jeffrey Epstein. Okay. And this is November 2016. And then in 2020, 4 years later, we're going to go to Don Lemon talking about QAnon and Jeffrey Epstein conspiracy theories. You know, they're just conspiracy theories. Jeffrey Epstein's a conspiracy theory in 2020. And now we've seen the beef jerky emails. We've seen the pizza emails. We've seen the Leon Black notes. All right, here's Alex Jones, clip 10.
This was Aleister Crowley stuff. We know Pedophile Island's real, Jeffrey Epstein.
And then, of course, all of the Podestas are tied to Jeffrey Epstein, who had that temple on his Pedophile Island.
And, yes, they even had a temple for having sex with the children.
Truth is stranger than fiction. You're watching the InfoWar. Brought to you by people who love freedom and hate billionaire cannibal pedophiles.
I separately, you didn't even know about this, it actually been in an L.A. liberal newspaper because Tex Mars had a copy of it. I was in his archives making my Bohemian Grove film 15 years ago, and I got a copy of her actually there. And this isn't just normal, you know, new age stuff or whatever. We're not talking about crystals or whatever. A lot of nice folks are into all that stuff. Better than a lot of these mainline church people I know. This was Aleister Crowley stuff. Now, you don't know about this, but I've studied it, so I looked at what it was. Well, it came out in the WikiLeaks that this high priestess of this stuff, who admits in her own writing she does it, blood, you name it, they take kids to these parties, whether they're really killing people or not, it's so horrific to show it all. She's come out and said, oh, you know, it's all just a big joke. I'm not serious. I'm not a Satanist, but her email address is 666 at the end. And all this is going on. We know Pedophile Island's real, Jeffrey Epstein. We know Clinton, Bill went there 20-something times. We know that the law enforcement is saying they're going to have a press conference. He's sexting, you know, wiener underage girls. We know that Bill Clinton went and practiced voodoo. That's in the Washington Post, his own book he wrote. We know these people are into the occult.
Now, people go, Mike, you're conspiracy. Go, you can, they call it a subterranean basement, right? So, Tony, they said that the Podesta family are into art that is so shocking that they have to watch it underground. So people start to think, well, wait a minute, in what world do you need to go to an underground bunker to watch movies? What is actually going on there? And then, of course, all of the Podestas are tied to Jeffrey Epstein, who had that temple on his pedophile island. He had the big temple, and the temple also had an underground dungeon, which, again, can be verified from drone footage. But the media doesn't want to talk about anything like that.
So these people are the worst demons that anyone could imagine. And, yes, they even had a temple for having sex with the children on this Lolita Express island. So you need to understand these are psychic vampires who are draining the energy off people. And that's what they do on board these passenger-sized jets, large jets. And then the media always whitewashes it and shows you, oh, a girl started when she was 15, but now she's 18. It's far worse than all of that, okay?
It's far worse. There's a little picture of Little St. James Island. I always like the berm in the middle that looks like it's a field, like where they would play like soccer or something. You know, you don't want the ball to go over the berm. So you put a, and there's like one entrance in, and you're like, oh, that could be like a parking lot. Or maybe they let kids out in there and like chase them with four-wheelers and either run them over or slice them with swords or something. I mean, what do you think these people are doing? What do you think they're doing? You know, we're just goy to them, right? We're just the goy. Now, here we go. 4 years later, this is Anderson Cooper and Don Lemon trying to cover for these people. I mean, this isn't even a pharmaceutical company they're covering for, you know, like, oh, vaccine damage doesn't exist. Oh, just take your vaccine, stupid goy. No. This is them saying, oh, this is their conspiracy theories, because that's his job. His job is to dupe people. So now when he runs around and says anything, you're like, no, he's disingenuous. He doesn't care about anything. He's a mercenary. And he might even be working for the government, Don Lemon, at this point. Maybe, yeah. Anyway, let's go to this clip from 2020.
I think it's interesting when you look on the internet and you see the bigotry on the internet and the people who have been, you know, these conspiracy theories about QAnon and about Jeffrey Epstein. There's a picture of me on the internet, right, where someone has superimposed the face of Jeffrey Epstein over Chris Cuomo and I, like, hanging out, and there are people who actually believe it. And people say, well, you know, not all Trump supporters are bigots or racists. Okay, fine. You can believe that. But when I look at all the people who put things like that on the internet, 99 times out of 100, it is a Trump supporter. So people should think about that as they are placing those things on the internet, as they are wearing political messages in the workplace as well.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, talking about that, there's a fake flight manifest that has like 100.
That you're on it.
Yeah, I'm allegedly on it. Obviously, you know, if you want to see who's on that flight, it's their court documents, and there's like a handful of people whose names you might know who were, who were ever on any flights of his. Alan Dershowitz, who I think was doing legal work for him. Bill Clinton has said he went some flights to Africa. But again, this flight list, it's all just, but you know, QAnon, it's trafficking in age-old anti-Semitic, anti-Catholic, you know, anti-immigrant tropes of, you know, there's this cabal of, you know, Jewish bankers who are controlling the world monetary system. It's essentially kind of an offshoot of that, saying that this is a cabal of sex traffickers who drink the blood of children and worship Satan. I mean, it's insane.
It's and the president condones it and promotes it and gives authority to it by promoting it, by retweeting it, and by trafficking in that.
It's a conspiracy theory, folks. Go back to sleep. Now, yesterday, I was trying to make an analogy. I think I did a pretty good job on it. I'm going to play the opening part of this video. This is me from yesterday. Talking about the pedo tolerance level. And that's where we have to get in this country. We're not quite there yet. We're getting there, though. We had a big jump in the last month. big jump. Where we're going to hit the level where there's going to be so much uncovered that you're going to see things just start falling away. We're not quite there yet, but we're close. We're just going to play the first part of this clip. I'll pull this out. Here it is, clip 23.
When I first moved to Austin, one of the jobs I took, I wasn't very successful at it, but it was for selling Kirby vacuum cleaners. And one of the strategies they gave you to sell the vacuum was, so they gave you a vacuum, and then they had, where the bag was, they had a contraption where you put just a cloth. You put the cloth on the back end of the vacuum. So you'd vacuum it for a little bit, and then you'd pop the cloth off, and you'd open it up, and it would show all the dirt that was in it. Okay? And after about a week, the guy brought us in there. He's like, look, I'm going to teach you about the dirt tolerance level, the DTL. And he kept vacuuming and popping them off and showing it. And he kept vacuuming. He said, as you're talking, you just keep vacuuming and you keep showing. And you keep vacuuming and you keep showing until you cover their whole floor with dirt that you picked up out of their carpet. Eventually, he goes, you will hit their dirt tolerance level. And when you hit their dirt tolerance level, they will buy the vacuum. Okay? We have to take that principle and put it on Epstein and pedophilia in government and pedophilia with these billionaires. And we just keep hitting them and hitting them and hitting them. And the more we hit them, the more this will leak out. You know, eventually Savannah Guthrie's grandma is going to be found dead or alive, and they're going to have to end that story. Okay. Eventually all these stories of no significance are going to be ended. And when they do, it's going to be nothing but government covering for pedos, people in government working for pedos, people in government as pedos, and we're going to keep doing it. So instead of a dirt tolerance level, it's a pedo tolerance level. We're just going to keep hitting them. We got people who are busting low-level pedos out there. We're just going to keep showing the videos, showing them again, and keep putting it up, and we're not going to stop. And we will hit the pedo tolerance level. And when we hit the pedo tolerance level, eventually it'll be so much stuff that they can't deny. They will have to do something, or somebody will come along in a position of power to do something. Or maybe that's you out there. Maybe you're out there going, I want to get rid of these pedos in government. That's hard because these are satanic people and they have no problem killing you or your family. There was just a governor candidate in Minnesota, a guy running. His daughter was found stabbed in her apartment.
There you go.
She's dead.
So we have to hit the pedo tolerance level. We're not quite there yet. But you guys could probably look up the search results in the last month for Jeffrey Epstein. There's a graph. And it's like nothing. And it's nothing. And then all of a sudden it goes boop. It goes up. So what we need is boop. And then it's going to flatline a little bit. Then we need to go boop. Then we need to go boop. We need to go boop. It just keeps going higher and higher and higher and higher. We cannot stop. And this has nothing to do with political parties at this point. I'm against the pedo party. All right, if you're a blood-drinking cannibal pedo, I'm against you. That's where we should all draw our line in the sand, I think, you know? Oh, yeah, see little boops? Boop, boop, boop. Ah, big boop. Starting to go down. But there's going to be more. I mean, we got 3 million files to go through. And maybe this will trigger the release of 3 million more files. I mean, we know the Justice Department's not going to do anything. The Injustice Department, the Non-Justice Department, look at the stock market department. They're not going to do anything. So we kind of got off. I wanted to talk about the shooter, and we'll go to that in a bit. Oh, those are all the victims raising their hands. And some of this is show too, because some of these people, some of these so-called victims, I mean, like one lady sued him. She started when she was 18. She knew Ghislaine, and then she's like, oh, there's money to be made. Oh, I'm a victim. And they're not all like that. But we're not seeing anybody saying, you know, Leon Black shoved things in my vagina, made me bleed. I haven't seen that victim come around. You know, it's just
Well, we had to give massages, and I had to have sex with a prince. You know, and you were 16, 17. Okay. But we know there's children. There's children out there with deep, horrible secrets. And we just have to hit the pedo tolerance level. All right, let's go to Tim in Seattle. There's no more memes. Just resignations. Go ahead, Tim. How you doing today?
Preparing to go up to the Gates Foundation today for the fifth day in a row after the FCN emails. And I've noticed, like, in 2016, 2017, 2018, things were really bad. And we were like, oh, my God. But the memes, right, they watered it down. They really, really did. Now, when I saw Mike Adams's meme, you know, with the jerky food pyramid and stuff, I'm like, that's funny. But then I also was like, that's dangerous because you're just normalizing it. You're making it funny now. And we don't need humor. There's no humor in this situation or this topic. It's just dire straits. So we should be calling for resignation. So you should put down your keyboard and stop prompting, you know, AI to make you a funny meme so you can go viral. And just start calling for resignation. That'll get you viral because that's what people want. People want action in the streets. People want some sort of response to this that might actually have some sort of teeth to it. So I'm going to go to the Gates Foundation today and call for more resignations. I put a tweet out for everybody. If you want something read over the bullhorn at the Gates Foundation, go ahead and put it in the replies, and I will definitely read it for you.
Yeah, give us your Twitter handle.
It's at Tim Lashley. You got to spell it weird because I've been suspended a bunch of times, but it's T, capital T, lowercase I, capital M, and then Lashley, L-A-S-S-L-E-Y.
Yeah, and you've been doing that a lot.
This is my 275th protest at the Gates Foundation today.
You're like a podcaster now. You podcast in front of the Bill Gates Foundation to the people there. That's great.
Well,
we need more of that.
For me, it's just more of a, like, if they do the metrics, you got one person responding. So what that actually equates to in the real world, there's probably 100,000 of me.
Yeah.
Right. And I just keep showing up. It's got to make them nervous. And I will take the possibility of them being nervous. That's good enough for me.
Sure.
You know, but if we can actually get some stuff done, if we can actually, because again, this is the litmus test for survival.
Yeah.
Right. We're either going to be human beings or we're going to be prey.
Right. The blood-drinking cannibal pedophiles.
Fuck all that. Sorry. Mess all that up. I'm not trying to be a milkshake for these people anymore.
Put his
I'm
Twitter done. Handle back Stop up again. Them. Yeah. So we can go there. Anything you want people to read, or Tim will read it out to the Gates Foundation. Today, he'll be out there. It's the 200-and-something time he's been out there. Good job, Tim. All right. We'll be right back after this break, starting the second hour of The American Journal. Thank you for joining us.
I see through a rose-colored darkly. That means I'm trying to tell you the truth, but I'm not always right just about 98% of the time. And bad guys of every stripe don't want this show on the air. But you're the good guys. You have to decide, hey, this guy's a fighter. This guy stood up for this. This guy has an incredible track record. We want to support him. And then I'm going to sell you something that really works so you love it and you get it again and again. And Bigly, our great sponsor of those, yelkshowstore.com, no matter what happens, InfoWars, we continue on the Alex Jones network that's been built. So Key said, Alex, you keep getting it wrong. We don't have 84% reorder on Ultramethylene Blue. We don't have 76% reorder on the supplements and average. You're reading that wrong. That's on total customers. We have a 97% reorder from anybody that orders at thealexstore.com. Well, that's a testament to you guys out there supporting us and how great the products are. Nobody, I mean, a site that has a 20% reorder is seen as successful. That is you being steadfast supporters, and I want to thank you. So we run the biggest sale of the year right now, over 50% off on ultramethylene blue, on the bovine colostrum, on the new methylene red that's proprietary to us, on the Shilajit Complex, the Irish Sea Moss, Atomic Defense, and more. But it's only run until next Monday. Got 6 days to take action. TheAlexShowStore.com. Takes money to fight a war. We're fighting a war. Plus, the products are great. So please, get yours now. Over 50% off, but it's an alert. Only a few days left. Thank you so much.
Claudia Mehti. Second hour of the American Journal is here. And we got your calls, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. I'm going to get into, after the break, I'm going to get into Jesse Van Rutteslar, the 18-year-old trans shooter. I mean, I'm going to show you something that's like, this is the spirit of the cannibal blood-drinking pedophile. We're going to see the spirit of it manifested in this young man who the authorities want you to call a girl. He's not, but that's okay. We'll do what we're going to do. All right, let's go to Wild in Wisconsin. Says here, you want to talk about some Epstein emails and some dark SHIT. Go ahead, Wild.
Hey, Mr. Drew, did you see that thing in the Epstein emails, the released email about how they were talking about Jesus?
And no, I didn't. I missed that.
You know, people have been searching different keywords. You know, I've been searching thousands of different keywords, looking what comes up. It's very hard to search through. And someone was searching Jesus, and they found this email that went viral, and it's absolutely disgusting, where apparently there was this girl victim that they were raping and torturing, and, you know, she was a goy, a Christian, and they were
I have seen this. She says, Jesus is with me. Jesus. Yeah.
She was crying out to Jesus, so their bright idea, these sick freaks, is to dress up like Jesus as they rape and murder her to death.
Yeah.
And then they're saying whoops like jerky is when they're murking people, when they're killing people.
Yeah.
And there's a whoops in that email.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm kind of concerned it's getting to the point where it's like, this is the stuff on the surface level we're getting. Imagine then on the lower levels and the underground, you know, the stuff we're not hearing about.
We just saw the top half. We just saw the top half of this. You know, there's still a sub basement level that we haven't seen yet.
Yeah. Underground, you know, and literally underground too. There's like underground caves and on the island, they're saying. Mm-hmm. They should send that scanning company, or someone should crowdsource one of those deep penetrating radar companies that are privatized that scan the underneath the pyramids to Epstein Island.
Storm the island. You know? Who owns this island anymore? Jeffrey Epstein's dead. It's in a trust.
They sold it. Apparently they sold it to somebody who's going to make it like a travel destination, which is totally messed up.
Yeah.
And then remember, after the initial suicide of him, they claimed there was all those concrete and dump trucks going to island, and apparently they sealed up a bunch of stuff. But still, with the scans, we can see what's going on. Maybe there's still people down there that we can save, or at least recover the bodies. I'm estimating, I think, if he said he was doing about 6 people a day minimum, and then about 8 ounces to 6 ounces of human flesh. If that's just him and the other people, we're talking industrial level here, man. Like hundreds of thousands of people. They need to keep this up.
And the way they talk about it, it's like, hey, you going to come over and have, you know, you going to come over and drink a beer?
So nonchalant.
Yeah.
So nonchalant, you know, like it's nothing a human life to these monsters.
Right.
And it shows that by the warfare they do, how they poison the air, water, and food, how the media is just in your face satanic nowadays, you know, and I think, what do you think, Mr. Dude, do you think we need to, like, in the books, just ban Satanism in the U.S. outright?
Yeah. I don't see why I don't know what Satanism provides us at all in any way, shape or form other than death and destruction. I know that, we got to have a freedom of religion. And I think most of the people you see pushing that probably aren't into that stuff, the ones that are out front, like the guy with the weird eyes. I mean, he's probably into some weird kinky stuff, but he's probably not killing people. You never know, though. But yeah, there's no place in this culture for that type of behavior. And then when you look at these emails and the fact that the attorney general's going, we're not going to investigate. We don't care. Stock market. Wild, look at the stock market, okay? All right, we'll be right back.
One of the most important things to me in my life is to get things right and to tell the truth and to be accurate. That's why they say Alex Jones is right. But it's not just our news, our prediction, or information that are incredibly accurate. It's the products. And out of all the amazing supplements at theyellowstonestore.com, our methylene blue, ultra methylene blue, is the best you're going to find on the market. It's so good for your body. Instant, clean, amazing energy. You owe it to yourself, if you sat on the fence, to go to theyellowstonestore.com right now and get ultra methylene blue. And believe me, you are going to want to reorder it again. We have an 84% reorder on that product. No other supplement anywhere has anything even close. That is how amazing it is. Secure your ultra methylene blue now at theyellowstonestore.com, and thanks for keeping us on the air.
Repeat what you said is happening. You feel in the...
I feel like that stuff in my fingers. I feel tingling fingers.
There's the camera. Blast them with full power right there. Ah! Yeah!
To the American Journal with your host, Rob Duke. Watch it live right now at band.video.
He's bound it down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some devil mind them brakes. Let it all
hang out. Welcome back to the American Journal. I'm your host, Rob Duke. You know what's interesting about these redactions, especially the ones about beef jerky? Somebody said they unredacted them, or they saw unredacted versions, and it was mostly victims, people that said they were victims, which is interesting because we got all these people running around saying they're victims, and they're also talking about jerky. Maybe they're not victims. Interesting. But they just brought in, this is from 7/19/2011. That's a long time ago, during the Obama administration. And to reply, of course, comma, the oh Jesus or Ohio Jesus. Oh Jesus. Maybe that's Les Wexner. I don't know. He's from Ohio. I'm coming trick. And then we got the redaction, and then that's two. He said she felt God's presence next to her when she was in bed. She knows that Jesus watches over her and helps save her life. Whoops. Why are these people being protected right here? We got three names being protected. Maybe it's the same person. I mean, I think this person should be answering questions. This is the person I want to see brought up. What did you mean by the oh Jesus, I'm coming trick? What did you mean by that? What was your relationship to Jeffrey Epstein? Oh, yeah. You should dress up as him when you see her. Right there. Look at that. You should dress up as him when you see her. We must hit the pedo tolerance level. And when we hit it, it's all going to come crashing down. But we're not quite there yet. And I don't like looking at this stuff. I don't like talking about it. It's disgusting. But we're not going to stop. All right. Let's go to, are there any more Epstein? Oh, all right. Clown Car in New York has some interesting info. It looks like sleeper cells from Iran and Iraq who owned Epstein Island. So, Clown Car, are you saying Epstein bought it from these Iranian/Iraqis?
No, actually, I have nothing to do with Iranians or Iraqis. The island belonged to the guy who owns Sephora, the makeup company. Hong Kong, Clown Car reporting for duty. Sir.
Yes.
Yeah, so the original island that was given to him was owned by Sephora, and Sephora used it for doing medical experiments with his makeup on that island, and therefore it was turned into a lab. Well, it was a laboratory, and it was basically a hospital for testing on humans. So that's the other part about it being so far out and way off. I don't know where you got this. The Iranians gave him the island, or he bought the island, but the island was given to him for $1, and it's the same person who gave him the Manhattan apartment that was $17 million for $1.
Yeah.
Because he told the guy from Sephora, listen, I'll start releasing all of these things about you. And he said, oh, no, I'll give you one of my islands. And that's who gave Jeffrey Epstein that island for $1.
Wow.
So, yeah. If not for free. So, is that showing up when you pull it up? That the island was originally owned by the guy who owned Sephora, whatever it's called.
We pulled up an article. Pull that back up, guys. There was an article, and it was something Roth. And I believe he's the owner of Sephora. His connection with Epstein's coming out.
See that? Tomorrow's news today. We just debunked the whole Iranian story. Look at that.
Thomas Roth faces growing backlash after Epstein emails are released. No, what it says here under your name, it says sleeper cells from Iran, Iraq. And then there's two slashes, which I think mean here's a separate subject. Also, who owned Epstein Island? So
copy that.
This sleeper cells from Iran and Iraq story, I think comes from that ex-CIA agent, Sarah Connor, whatever her name is. I don't know.
Gee, isn't that Sarah funny? Adams. That's the same chick from, Terminator.
Yeah, no, Sarah Adams. Sarah, I call her Sarah Connor because I think she thinks she's Sarah Connor. She's a secret agent. And, the only source I've seen for this, sleeper cells in Iran and Iraq that are here are Al-Qaeda, I think is what she said. Al-Qaeda sleeper cells that are going to be activated. I haven't seen anything happen like that. I see people with whistles trying to stop ICE. I see Canadian trans shooters. I haven't seen anything that would make me believe it was although there is an interesting video from El Paso, but I don't think that's Al-Qaeda. That's probably the cartels. There's some object floating. Was floating around the airport that people took, potato video of. But what's your information on the sleeper cells?
I heard that they've activated every sleeper cell in America. 2.7 million of them have been activated. Now, as far as seeing anything, I'm sure they're plotting and planning. But once it does go down, expect it to go down and the emergency broadcasting system finally become useless. I mean, worthless. It when we had COVID, when it went on, 3 months after COVID, did they put the emergency broadcasting system up and tell people about COVID? It took three months from the day. Anyway, great talking to you, Rob Dew. You're doing a great job. And peace to all the InfoWarriors. Let's go.
Let's go. Yeah, we got to hit the pedo tolerance level.
Oh, and also I wanted to bring up, did you hear in Italy they're going to start chemically castrating anybody who's accused of being a pedophile?
I think that's great. I don't think it should be chemical. I think it should be physical.
Do you think like a mini little, what are those things called where they do the chopping the heads off?
Yeah, a little guillotine, a penis teen.
A penis teen.
Pick your wiener in there. Chop. There it goes.
Yeah, don't worry, it's not going to hurt. Just think of all those kids you molested as we're chopping your penis off.
Yeah, and then we can give all the parts to who's
Epstein
that?
Island?
That actress. I forget her name. She rubs the penis cream on her face.
The foreskin cream.
Sandra
Bullock.
Sandra Bullock. I almost called her Sarah Bullock. Sandra Bullock. We can give it all to her. She can make her penis cream with it.
Isn't it funny how they get away with that? And technically, if you kissed her in the face where she put that, aren't you technically kissing baby penis?
Some people think she might have been a dude, too. I don't know.
She's
one of those out there that's like, she could be a dude.
And how long has that been going on? Seriously, like, we've been played this game since Miss Doubtfire, since all movies early on. What was that show that they had early on? Bosom Buddies. Remember
Bosom
that
Buddies,
show?
Bosom yeah. Buddies? Yeah,
that was a funny show. Hey, and doesn't Alex remind you of the father on that show where he used to draw the cartoons? What was that show?
I don't remember.
The father used to draw the cartoons, and what's his name was on there. The gay guy was their roommate, the two beautiful girls, and the father. But Alex sounds like that guy, Mr. Rush. Oh, Mr. Rush.
Mr. Rush.
You remember that show?
I kind of remember Bosom Buddies because it was Tom Hanks was in it and some other guy, and they dressed up.
Belky.
It was Belky? That was Belky? Oh, my God. And they dressed up like women to get in this apartment that was, I think it was a cheaper apartment, or it was some reason they had to dress up like women and try to fool everybody. And then we have, years later, we have White Chicks. Remember White Chicks?
Oh, that was great too. The way the Wayland brothers, whatever, got dressed up as. I don't know. It kind of reminded me of White Chicks, real White Chicks.
It's interesting. You know, there's four Wayans brothers and there's four Baldwin brothers, and the talent level goes incrementally down with each brother. Because Keenan was pretty good. Damon was good. But then you get to these two, Marlon and Pineapple. Right. Just not even that funny. And then same thing with the Baldwin brothers. It starts with Alec, who's a good actor, kind of a weirdo.
But then it goes down.
Who, I don't know if Steven is the youngest or Billy. I met one of them one time. And he's the one that puts out all the weird videos on X.
Oh, about Jesus, that guy?
Yeah. Because we were actually interviewing him at a Talkers magazine thing. This is years ago, and I have video of this. And he's, you know, Alex literally comes up and says, "Hey, we're going to interview one of the Baldwin brothers. Get ready." So I'm like pulling the camera out of the bag and turning it on, and he walks up. He goes, "Come on, I told you to get ready." And so I'm like, "I'm getting ready." And then Baldwin brother goes, "Yeah, come on, Rob, get ready." I'm like, "Oh, okay, all right." So we film the interview.
All right.
And then I go, "Hey, I have one question for you." And it was Stephen Baldwin. Yeah, I go. Did you become a Christian before or after the movie Threesome? I'm shooting the video on my shoulder, and he goes, "Oh man, you got me. He got flustered. He had no comeback for it." And Jones didn't even know what I was talking about because he's not into that. You know, that was like a '90s movie, a stupid '90s movie. And he's like, "Look, what are you doing, dude? I'm like, "Hey man, I'm not going to take anything from a Baldwin brother. I'm sorry."
I think I remember the name of the show that Mr. Rush was in, Too Close for Comfort.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's even older, I think. Too Close for Comfort's older than Bosom Buddies.
And then he used to draw with the puppet and everything.
But, all right, Clown Car, you're getting us off topic. We're trying to hit the pedo tolerance level. All right?
I love you, bro.
Have a good one. Okay, let's go to Greg up in Pittsburgh, where I lived for a while. Says the Epstein files are gaslighting. I agree. They're throwing it in our face saying, "Look, you can't do anything about this. You have no power. You have no power here." Go ahead, Greg.
That's exactly right, Rob. I think there's such a quagmire, such a smorgasbord of these massive stories between, you know, all this immigration, these immigration issues, all the fraud going on through the immigration, you know, the pedophilism coming out of these Epstein files. And I've been listening to you guys forever. What an awesome group you guys are. I've listened to Rush Limbaugh, and I can't listen to Hannity or any of them guys anymore. Mark Levin, they're so pathetic.
Mark Levin.
You guys are awesome. You guys are awesome and real, man, all of you. And what I was making a point was that, to me, this is a giant gaslight of all gaslight. They're flooding us with all these different stories to go back and forth, and we're looking at these, you know, the victims and these political names and high-profile people, billionaires, and we're not going to accomplish anything until we get to the root of this problem. What are they going to do? They already said Epstein's dead, so we got one sacrificial lamb. Are they going to give us the Clintons? Are they going to give us the corpse of George Soros? And that'll satisfy us for a while? But this stuff is never going to stop until the people rise up, and like a Dracula movie where they go and burn down Dracula's castle. That's what it's going to take, is for the people to stand up and just say, you know, let them burn, you know, let things fall where they may, but the truth needs to come out.
Well, do you like having a nice economy, Greg? Do you like having a stock market over 50,000?
Well, I do. I mean, I do pretty well. I mean,
we can't have that if we go after these blood drinking pedophiles.
That's okay. I'll be fine.
See?
Yeah.
I feel the same way. I'll be fine. I don't care if a few companies go. I don't care if a few banks go under. I mean, we had that already.
No.
We survived that.
They need to. I want to see the top. I want to see the source of this exposed and brought down. And it would be global catastrophe, economically maybe. But you know what? We'll survive. We'll be all right. We have resources. We know We're not stupid like they think we are.
I don't think the farmers of America and the cattle ranchers are blood-drinking pedophiles.
No. No,
I think
not.
We're going to be fine. We're going to be able to grow food.
Yeah, and I don't know.
I don't think the plumber down the street is a blood-drinking pedophile.
No.
You know?
No.
Now some of these county commissioners, maybe. Some of these school board people, maybe. I think as you get up into these power things, I think you start getting initiated into it. And I think it starts locally and grows up. I definitely think there's a lot of people that need to be looked at very hard. And, I think you're going to start, the more this comes out, it's going to create a atmosphere where more people are going to feel comfortable talking about it. And they're going to be talking about things they know. And not all of it will be true. Some of it will be lies.
With all the tools at their disposal though, Rob, that's, The awakening is happening without a doubt.
Yeah.
But with the tools at their disposal, with the AI especially, and the so-called cloud, you know, and the different layers of all that, there's systems in place that are moving forward so rapidly. I think it's outpacing the awakening that people are having.
And it's
really going to get ugly. With all this gaslighting, I'm looking for something else. I'm looking for something huge to be coming down on us here within the next 3 to 5 years. Well, world altering.
Yeah, they definitely have to distract us at this point from that. Savannah Guthrie's grandmother or mother is going to be found at some point, dead or alive, and they're going to be like, well, we can't just milk this story anymore.
Yeah, I hear about that. I'm like, yeah, right. Okay. I feel sorry for the grandma, but
that should not be top news.
No, absolutely not. It's just so frustrating. While I'm on the air, Rob, I am a customer. I've been a customer for probably 12 years. Products are awesome. I take the methylene blue every day. I take the turmeric every day. I still have some of the X2 iodine. I take the atomic defense in the wintertime. The products are awesome. I'm 65 years old, healthy, strong, still working, driving 600 miles a day. And, your products have really changed me around since I was in my mid-50s. I feel better now than I did 10 years ago.
Yeah. You driving on that horrible turnpike?
Yes.
You know, all the money they charge for that thing, you think they could pave it once in a while.
Well, fortunately, you know, I don't have to pay that. I have an easy pass, and that's all taken care of.
Yeah. Yeah.
But great show, Rob. I'm looking for something else. I'm following all the Epstein stuff and, you know, the fraud and this immigration stuff and all the major issues, but there's something coming. There's
a video from Michael Savage. There's a video from Michael Savage. He's on his back porch overlooking the water, and he's like, I can feel it. It's something big is about to happen. And, you know, he's a guy that's been around for a long time. He can read the tea leaves. He can read plants. He's in tune with his surroundings. You know, he's not a guy that's buried in, you know, his phone. He's looking around, and he thinks something big is about to happen. And I agree. They have to distract us. We need another distraction. The Guthrie case isn't gonna do it. So it could be a war. Could be a war in Iran. I mean, Bibi Netanyahu showed up yesterday.
Something's gonna trigger it.
Yeah. They met for 3 hours at the White House, away from cameras with no press briefings, either before or after. Trump later indicated that nothing definitive was reached on Iran, other than I insisted that negotiations with Iran continue. Well, that doesn't sound like what the Jews wanted or Israel wanted. Israel wanted us to go blow them up.
Well, the way Trump operates, too, you never know what he's going to do. He's not going to broadcast what he's going to do. He'll just do it, you know?
Yeah.
Here's an, this is Mark Mitchell posted this yesterday. Trump approval in Israel. 61 plus 61. And Trump approval in his own country, minus 9. I mean, wow. That's crazy. Perceptions on Trump's leadership from an Israeli perspective. The right is a 92% positive. The left is 34%. I mean, wow. And then someone here, Tom John, says, what's your point? Well, the point is people in other countries think the president's doing a great job other than the people here. And, he, you know, the thing is he has done some really good things. He just signed a bill, which I can't believe he had to sign a bill that says we're not going to give money to dead people. No more entitlements to dead people. Like, we have to make a law. Like, that's not common sense. Like, we can't just go, oh, they're dead. We're not going to give them any more money. No, we have to have a law so the frickin' retarded bureaucrat goes, oh, I cannot get their money anymore. Okay, it's a law now. I mean, that's where we're at in this country. We have to have laws not to give dead people money. And that's not the craziest thing going on. Thanks for your call, Greg. I got time for one more call. Let's go to Jefferson in Virginia. Jefferson, how's it going today?
Hey, good morning, Rob Dew. How are you?
I'm good.
I was telling your call screener that Joe Altman came out a couple of days ago, I think, and said he gave Mike Pompeo a briefing about how the Georgia Senate elections in 2021 on November 5th were going to be rigged against the Republicans so the Democrats, Ossoff and Warnock, could steal the Senate away from us. Right before the protest at the Capitol, we all found out that we had lost the Senate to the Democrats. We didn't think Kamala Harris and Joe Biden could do anything to us because they weren't going to have control of the Senate. But then they stole the Senate using the Smartmatic software and the machines.
Yep.
And Pompeo was given this briefing by Joe Altman in a skiff at the State Department. So everybody was put on notice that they should have a sting operation in Georgia to make sure that we knew what happened during the runoffs so we could catch them stealing that election. And Pompeo was ashen and sweating in this skiff where he's being told by Joe Altman that this is how they're going to do it, down to the, you know, the percentages and every way they were going to do it, I think through adjudication of the machines and all this sort of stuff. But it was just the idea, you know, we all thought that, well, you know, Trump is more than likely going to get reelected. But if he doesn't, Biden and Harris won't have the Senate, so nothing in their agenda will get passed. So we'll be okay. It'll just be a shitty 4 years. But instead, they stole away the Senate using this rigging system, and Altman has the receipt, so to speak, on Pompeo, no less, who's a traitor to Trump as the CIA director. He didn't let anybody know what he was being told. So that's a big story when it comes to election rigging that, you know, we lived through 4 years of Biden and Mayorkas letting 20 million illegals into the country, and it never needed to happen. We could have caught it ahead of time and stopped it, but that wasn't the agenda of the deep state.
Well, you know, we had to play 6D chess and let them all out themselves so we could send strongly worded letters to them.
Right. And the Pennsylvania Turnpike is owned by an Australian company, I believe. That's why it's not being paved.
Yeah.
They take all the money out of the country and the state.
Yeah, the ones in Texas are owned by the King of Spain.
Yeah, exactly. It's all international finance being used. Everything's out of your jurisdiction. Oh, and we should start calling Pam Bondi the White Kamala.
The White Kamala. White. We'll just call her White Kamala. White Kamala. Go. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
That's here's more about your stock market than blood-drinking pedophiles. Thanks for calling, Jefferson. We'll be right back.
All right, I'm going to be very clear about this. I've done an hour and a half of live broadcasts and have not plugged one time. You're not going to get economic, cultural, military, spiritual analysis like this anywhere else. That's not a power trip. I've been blessed by God with the best crew, the best guests, the best intel. But it's up to you to boost this information. All I ask is that you share the live feeds, you share the articles. We get shut down early next month, which is, I haven't made the announcement yet, but this is it. God keeps coming through with miracles, but it just looks like it. You'll see major movement soon. I'll just stop there. It's okay. But I'm asking all of you that have been on the fence, you share articles, videos, wonderful, keep doing it. I thank you, humbly. I'm not mad you never supported us financially, but the products are great. I'm asking everyone to do one thing. Go to thealexshowstore.com today and one click become a VIP for $30 a month. Now, you instantly get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, everything. It's a discount when you do that. It's just like Amazon Prime. But let's just say you don't want ultramethylene blue or Shilajit or Irishimos or bovine colostrum. That's so incredible. Not a sexy name, but sexy results. Maybe you don't want to get any of the great Patriot t-shirts. Just be a VIP every month. A donation of $30 to our sponsor, Bigly, that owns the Alex Jones Backup Network and the site. There's all sorts of behind-the-scenes attacking them. They're big boys, too. You know, Nate was pardoned by the president for trying to save a woman on J6. He did save her. But, I mean, these are Patriots. Just go to the site, upper right-hand corner, VIP Club. Just commit. You can cancel any time, so it's not much of a commitment. But each month, you charge $30 on the first day of the month. Just be a VIP. Pledge to us $30 a month. You've got NPR and PBS getting billions of dollars a year from the feds and then begging constantly for your money. Dishevel communism and pedophilic garbage on you. We just sell you the very best supplements you've ever seen, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, badass knives, and we're swinging for the fences. I'm totally committed. I've given up 95% of my assets, which weren't ever that big. I could care less. Actually, I'm actually happier not having a few things to deal with. But the point is that we're now up against the wall. So I need you to simply become a VIP. And then you got a bad month, whatever the issue is, cancel. And then you get more money in a few months. You'll say you're like blue collar, whatever, hardworking person, totally respectable, the bedrock of this country, $30 a month. You get a little bit of problem, cancel. It's free. And then a few months later, things are going well again, become a VIP again. But for all you middle class people and all you wealthy people that aren't investing in the fight against the tyrants, you are crazy. All of you that have means should be a VIP at thealexjonesstore.com. It's just a $30 donation. If you don't want to spend the $40 you get to buy great products and just want to let it, you can be a member and just pile up $40 each month. And at the end of the year, what's 12 months? You know, you've spent X and then gotten way more in and then, you know, do all your Christmas shopping. I don't care how you do it. I'm just saying, become a VIP. One click. Hit one button. I'm an attack dog, folks. I'm born for this. I'm bred for this. I love this. I'm fearless other than failure. I have no fear. All I'm saying is please become a VIP right now at thealexjonesstore.com. That's the simple commitment. VIP. 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 And that's the term they use for it. I would call it Paul Revere Fund. I would call it tip of the spear. There's nowhere you can support where you're getting bigger results against the enemy. Bang for the buck. And it's just true. I'm not bragging. I'm very humble. I am your weapon. I am committed to you like a dog is to its owner. I mean, it's true. I am your servant. I am here to defend you and defend your family and defend your freedom. Because I'm defending mine as well, and we're all in this together. You understand? I am so committed to you at the very base of my soul. And I just simply want to see you awaken in the info war. And there's nowhere better with one simple move than being a VIP at thealexjonesstore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Rob Duke. Watch it live right now at band.video.
You know, I've covered this immigration information earlier, but I didn't go over these graphs from the White Papers Policy Institute. Did you know 12% of Nicaraguans live in the United States? 870,000 people. Half of those arrived between 2020 and 2024 under Biden's open border policies. I mean, wow. Now, let's go to Mexico. And this shows the distribution. That was Nicaraguan Americans. Let's go. Here's Mexico. This tweet. Boom. 23% of all Mexicans live in the United States. That's 39 million people. There were barely 4 million Mexicans in the United States in 1960. Americans have voted against Mexicanization in every opportunity and have been ignored. Now, this isn't racist. Is this racist to show these? No. This isn't racist. This is like, hey, there's people from other countries that are coming here. Now, if they were paying their own way, probably wouldn't be as bad. But
The same White Papers Policy Institute, 70% of all Hispanic immigrants are on welfare. And they say it's guaranteed 70% plus of Nicaraguans are taking your tax dollars. And it shows immigrant, you got 33% of whites on welfare, 38% of Asians, 52% of blacks, 70% of Hispanics. Second generation, it drops a little bit. But then third generation, it kind of stabilizes. I mean, it becomes a way of life. It becomes a way of life. How many of these people are dead getting money? Well, now we made a law, Rob, that says we don't give money to dead people anymore. Okay? We had to make a law on that. Should I go to Tim? Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're pointing out to me? All right, let's go to... We just had a call about Pompeo. Let's go to Tim and Callie. We'll continue on the Pompeo trip. And then I'll go to Leslie in Nevada and Marcus in Idaho after that. But let's go to Tim and Callie.
Hey, good morning, Rob. Appreciate you taking my call. As always, you're doing a great job. It was great to hear your story about the Kirby salesman thing. By the way, the Kirby salesman thing, what you're supposed to do is you vacuum in front of them and then say, would you like to vacuum? They'll never say yes. You just go, here.
Oh.
And they'll take it out of your hand if you say here.
Here, yeah. And they start vacuuming, and they start pulling dirt out. But the key is the dirt tolerance level. Everyone knows this.
Yeah. Now. I thought that was an excellent, excellent analogy. I really enjoyed that. So anyways, yeah, once the word Mike Pompeo was said, I thought, yeah, you know, he named the world's most dangerous person as Randy Weingarten.
Really?
And
Mike Pompeo said this?
Yes. He said it more than once, actually. He said it on two separate occasions that I know of. And he was saying that he was frequently asked that, and is it Xi Jinping? Is it, you know? And he's like, no, it's Randy Weingarten.
Isn't he like and from, think of, he's from Florida, right? Randy Weingarten?
Randy is a girl. Randy Weingarten's the
oh,
head.
Oh, she's the head of the teacher's union.
Exactly. So she's
I was thinking of Randy Fine.
All,
yeah.
Well, but she's supposed to make all of our kids super smart to where they can compete against all the other people on planet Earth and invent all these things in this freedom that we're all given. People are dying to come here because of the freedom. And we have this freedom. And instead, you take all this money and you make it a Democratic Party type thing where it's just it's a slush fund for the Democrats or whatever. And it has nothing to do with educating our children. And the proof in that is kids are showing up for college and, you know, they can't even read at a third grade level. They have to be given remedial math when they get to college because they don't even have what's supposed to be a high school level of math understanding.
Why come you giving me book to read?
Right. But you get my point. I tend to agree with him. We've got a whole generation of kids between that. And then, you know, all the fentanyl and all the other crazy stuff. It's just these kids, they've lost the perspective that there's this freedom and everybody can just use their imagination and create wealth out of thin air. You could be the next Steve Jobs and have something that not only makes you a billionaire, but it's something that people all over planet Earth just feel like they have to have. And over time, it becomes affordable enough that basically everyone on Earth can have one ever of the widget it is that you've invented. This, instead of the mindset of the government where, hey, there's this money, we didn't earn any of it, there's only so much of it, and we're all going to fight each other to get it like rats fighting for a pizza or whatever. A person that's a self-made millionaire knows, you can take all my money. It doesn't bother me. I don't worry because I'll just make it again. Right. Even if it's a different way, and even if it's a way of something I've never even heard of before, I'll still be able to make it into a success unless I'm willing to work for someone else, then it might not work out. And then I'll leave you this parting thought here. You know, we're talking about – last time you and I talked, we talked about the Large Hadron Collider, you know, the yep. world's largest machine.
The black hole maker. Yes.
Yeah. And what I was thinking is this concept that we're looking across the water and we all can sense something's coming and we're all thinking, well, maybe man's making, maybe he is. He sure enough could, but maybe it's something that we know's coming that we can't stop. Like say there really is this planet X this Nibiru, you know, this ninth planet that's roaming around in a 3,600-year elliptical orbit, and it basically, when it shows up, we have polar shift, which mountains rise out of the sea and cities go tumbling below the ocean,
right,
and everything changes. And, you know, even Einstein wrote about these things and said it's happened before, it will happen again, and so forth. So maybe, just maybe, it's almost time for one of those polar shift things to start happening.
Well, and Elon says we don't have much time to go off planet. And if we're going to survive, we have to go off planet. So maybe he knows something that we don't know.
I think some other people know something we don't know.
Yeah. Blood-drinking pedophiles. Hey, I got a quick story for you. In Austin, yeah, they have this thing called the dual language schools where they supposedly say, oh, we're going to teach the kids Spanish, the white kids. But what it is, it's a disguise. It's really they're teaching the Hispanic kids in Spanish, and the white kids sit there and go, I don't know what the hell's going on. But that's the education system here in Austin.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, and I thought of one other thing just before I go. Hey, I was wondering, he's been around for like 6 months or more. Have you seen in Austin while traveling around, have you seen the robot cowboy? I forgot his name now. He wears a cowboy hat and he just walks up to people and he starts talking to them like he's John Wayne. Then he runs away and it's a robot. It's literally one of those robots.
No, I have not. It's in Austin now?
It's been there for like 6 months. You got to see it. I mean, he talks like John Wayne and he's kind of funny and he runs up to people on the streets of Austin, just, I guess, tourists or whatever.
Oh, well, we got a video of it right now. Yeah.
And he runs away. After he's done, he runs away.
Well, I want to see him get in a fight on 6th Street.
Okay.
Until then, he's not a real Austinite.
Fair enough.
All right. Thanks for the call, Tim.
My call, Rob. All right. Bye.
All right, my call screen just restarted. So I don't know. Did that kill the phone system? Okay. Leslie in Nevada. All right, let's go to Leslie in Nevada. I believe she's a witch. Leslie, how are you doing?
Hi, I am doing fantastic, Rob. Thank you for taking my call. And yes, in fact, I am a witch. I am a Alexandrian witch queen, which means I've started more than 3 covens, which are still active. And I'm also chief adept of the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn. And in holding those 2 roles, what we teach is that magic is real, that it is the cheat code God gave us to survive on this incredibly effed up planet. And
well, let me ask you this before we go any further. When you say magic, yes, are you talking like frequency manipulation? Or are you talking?
Yes.
Okay.
And other things. I'm talking about things like remote viewing, telekinesis, any type of sixth sense that you're talking about. This is what the ancient mystery schools used to teach, and it was always kept under initiatic seal because it is so incredibly dangerous. But what happens is the death cult, whether you want to call it Moloch or Satanism or going back to the Aztec cults, these death cults have been in a forever war with the cult of light. And the cult of light is represented by people like Jesus and Amaterasu and Ra and Horus and Aradia. You know, it's not just... It's always been the malandante, the bad witches, against the benandante, the good witches. And we good witches, the ones who do believe in Christ, who do everything possible to maintain the fertility and productivity of Earth through our fertility rites, where we glorify masculine and feminine and child roles. And we're really sick and tired of being thrown under the bus with all these filthy freaking Satanists because we're not the same. We are even more diabolical.
I have no idea what's going on now. A new caller has entered the chat.
That's my pet peacock, Angel. I'm feeding him while I talk to you, and he's mad because I stopped feeding him. But we're really don't, we're not like them. We are so much more like Christians. We are so happy to live in a Christian nation where our faith is protected. If I lived in any Muslim nation, I'd be dead by now.
Yeah.
I have many magical friends who have left the Philippines because of Muslim persecution for their magical ideology, from even Spain, where the Moors are taking over again. It just makes me sick at my stomach to think we kicked them out and they're back already without even a shot fired. How can this be? How can it be that the forces of light have worked so hard for so long only to see everything fall apart at the last second when we're ready to go interstellar? And I'm telling you, the witches want to go interstellar. We definitely do. We have known for so long that humanity is already interstellar. We want to meet back up with those who left earlier. And there's so much knowledge we can reclaim from these ancient human peoples that are still populating the universe that we can't get back in touch with yet. And this is why we need to keep the United States strong. The United States and Elon Musk are our best chance of getting off planet before the whole thing blows up. And the witches support this, and it breaks my heart every time I hear Alex malign energy. I know he doesn't mean to, you know, because he's a psychic as well. He's a freaking prophet, for crying out loud. He is another prophet of the God of light, just like Elijah, just like John the Baptist, just like Jesus. He is a modern prophet, but he needs to embrace that other side, the side of magic. Jesus was an incredible magician. He didn't go to the party to turn the wine to water. That was not his gig. He's so interested in us living full and productive and beautiful, glorious, juicy, hot lives. And all this death cult. And why lump a group of people who are environmentalists at heart, who love all children in pure and honest ways? And I know magic has been maligned for so long. Originally, it was because the Christians were trying to figure out how to make themselves separate from the pagans, who all practiced magic. I mean, there were even people running around at the time of Jesus who could do the same things as Jesus with a different modality. And Jesus even taught all of his skills to the disciples. And what do we talk about the disciples? Nothing. Nobody mentions the fact that the disciples could raise people from the dead, that the disciples could heal the lame and the blind. Where is all that teaching that we find in Acts?
There's a story about some Spanish explorers, and they had a shipwreck, and like several of them are wandering around, and the Indians were taking them in, the natives in Florida were taking them in, and they were healing people. Even though they didn't think they could do it, suddenly they had this power. They were not raising people from the dead, but people who were sick, they were helping them. They were just by getting close to them and, I think breathing and talking and doing something to their energy level, I guess, to bring them out.
Right.
So, it's, I mean, there's definitely like something to what you're saying. It's very interesting. And I think there definitely needs to be, you know, well, what we need to do is people need to identify what side they're on. And then we need to go forward, like, really, to me, we got to raise the pedo tolerance level up to where it's just, we end it. And it's got to be ended.
In witchcraft, we do not tolerate pedophiles at all. That is, like, if we get even the faintest whiff of a hint that you're even a hebephile, that you like people who have just finished puberty and that are really, you know, young. Mm-hmm. No. We are about life. We are about raising healthy families. We are about eating organic food and making sure that the bees don't die because of the geoengineering filth they keep dumping in the sky.
Yeah.
We fight against all those things. And, you know, Christians working together with other light workers, people who do Reiki, you know, a lot of people thought that the Shakers and the Quakers, you know, because they use that handshaking technique in their healings,
mm-hmm.
they thought that maybe they were possessed. But they're just a flavor of magical Christian, like the Pentecostals. And see, that's who we are here at Alpha Omega Church. We are magical Christians. We believe that Jesus Christ was the greatest magician who ever lived. He imparted that those incredible life-bringing magics to the disciples who trained others. And now you're telling me, I got to look this up, about disciples showing up in Florida and healing the Seminole? I mean, I worked as an archaeologist for a number of years, but I've never heard that. I can't wait to look it up.
It was Spanish explorers. I forget the guy's name. There's one guy who was in particular, and he ends up getting separated from the group, and then years later they meet up again. But they basically wander around from village to village and heal people. And for some reason, they are not killed by the natives. There are other people are, but they didn't kill them. Maybe they saw something in them that kept them from being killed. But here, I got a question from the crew. One of the crew asked, how do you break a curse?
Okay. So the easiest way to break a curse, if you think you have been cursed and you haven't been able to take care of it with things like doing a self exorcism, you know, you can absolutely get the old 1612 version of the Latin exorcism and read that through yourself in a mirror and get rid of a family curse. Another way to do it is to go to one of these sweet little Pentecostal churches in a strip mall and have them lay hands on you. As an Alexandrian witch queen, I'm telling you that the type of demonic influence we have right now is best handled by some Jesus magic. And see, we're pantheists. We believe in all the gods. You know, my personal belief is that God is a diamond with many faces, and each face has a different name. One of them is Jesus. One of them is Yahweh. One of them is Ariadne. You know? And it's what we human beings are capable of understanding, capable of grokking when we look at God. You know, we can only see one face at a time because we're so limited. And each of those faces got a different name. And then because we have these different languages, we started getting all confused and shooting each other over stupid linguistic garbage.
Well, you know, Jesus said, you know, God is within all of us. And that's where he said, you find it. You got to find it. You got to find it within you. And
yes.
And Yahweh, interestingly enough, when you like phonetically speak or say Yahweh, it's an inhale, Yahweh, and that's kind of where it comes from. It's breath, because that's what makes us all live is breath.
Absolutely,
yeah.
You take in just as many inhalations as exhalations until you're last.
Last question before I let you go is does your parrot gaslight you and say I'm not going to hurt you? Before it attacks?
Oh, it's not a parrot. It's a peacock.
A peacock. A peacock.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. He's my familiar. He guards me. He goes everywhere with me. He likes car rides.
Wow.
He attacks everyone who comes near me. So
oh, yeah. I bet that's great at parties.
I keep him on a very short leash.
Well, it's nice talking with you. Have a great day. I think you gave everybody something to think about, which is, you know, something to think about that's not about blood drinking pedophiles, because that's what most of this broadcast has been today. It's about blood drinking pedophiles.
It has been. It has been. I love talking to you, Rube. You were the most sympathetic of all. And next time I want to talk to you about belief formation and how that's hampering you and me and Alex Jones. Belief formation is what they're really going after these days.
All right.
Anything that has to do with belief formation, whether it's X or Instagram or YouTube, belief formation is not allowed. That's why churches aren't allowed to advertise anymore. That's why you get throttled everywhere you go. That's why YouTube accounts don't know why they're all of a sudden getting cut when they didn't used to. It's because we are changing beliefs. We are changing people's minds. And that belief formation is what terrifies the status quo. They want to be in control of belief formation. And they have been until now.
Right.
And because we're getting ahead of them on this belief formation, this is where Alex is so important. He gives people new data so they can make new beliefs. And that's what really scares them. That's why Jesus scares them. That's why even certain Hindu religions scare them. They can't stand belief formation that goes against believing in the importance of a death cult. Everybody thinks you have to kill somebody else in order to live. And it's not true. It's a lie. Like death is a lie. Jesus proved that death is a lie. And if we keep living like death is real, we're never going to get through this thing.
There you go. All right. I'll leave you with that. That was good. Thanks for calling. We got a couple clips from, I guess, Keith Ellison has been finally brought to task. This is the first one. We got Senator Ron Johnson
going after Keith Ellison. It's 4:45. I don't know if we'll play the whole clip. This one says it's pure gold, this next one. So we'll play the Josh Hawley one after this. But let's start with the Ron Johnson one. We'll take that to break. And then we'll come back, start the third hour. Go ahead.
It certainly sounds that there are activists being trained. Are you aware of training for activists, Mr. Ellison, in Minnesota? That some of these protesters literally went through training. There are groups out there providing training. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, I'm aware of that. I mean, it's common for people to use their First Amendment right to protest things that they don't believe are right.
Were you aware of the
First Amendment activity, sir?
Yeah, were you aware of the signal chats? I believe it was the Lieutenant Governor of Minnesota was actually helping manage one of those signal chats that were deploying those trained activists.
It's First Amendment, bro.
Legal law enforcement actions. Were you aware of that signal chat that was being used to deploy those people?
I'm aware it exists, but this is First Amendment activity, sir. Okay, this is something that the law...
Did you ever encourage people to go out there and exercise the First Amendment?
Yeah, I do. I freely admit being in favor of the First Amendment.
You encourage trained activists...
Paid activists.
...to put themselves into harm's way because
paid
you had
activists.
To know, because you were watching this, that there were scuffles at least... that these people were obstructing justice. I would think you'd actually, as the chief law enforcement officer of Minnesota, be concerned about people obstructing justice. So, you know, putting their cars in streets, blocking roads. I would think as chief law enforcement, you would be concerned about that. But were you ever concerned about encouraging, I guess, people to support you to go out and put themselves into harm's way?
No, we never.
Cheating and obstructing illegal law enforcement action. Did that ever concern you?
Sir, that never happened. We all times said, if you want to protest, protest peacefully, protest safely. But you'll never find me being against the First Amendment.
But you were seeing the scuffles, right? You were seeing the, and by the way, Minneapolis police officials could not help protect ICE officials, right? I mean, Representative Niskus, isn't that when you're talking about the nullification of federal
Democrats
law?
Told to get shot for the anti-Trump resistance.
Isn't that one of the, you know, Hampton County that they simply could not help and protect ICE in their legal law enforcement actions?
The Minneapolis Police Department issued guidance in July saying that they would not even help with crowd control around immigration operations. And Minnesota leaders encouraged that kind of action.
And they weren't allowed to go to prisons and get people. That's why we're in the position we're in Minnesota. Because they don't want to help.
We've got to get to a point where we are self-sufficient again, Texas. And when it comes to health, also food, our food needs to be clean, number one. It just needs to be clean. And
Florida has pointed out, put that back on screen, all these major brands have got, like, you know, hundreds of times the glyphosate you should have.
Glyphosate.
Absolutely. Well, your doctor tells us what that does.
This is going to change your brain. This is going to set you up.
It erases your blood-brain barrier.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really an accelerant or an adjuvant.
Absolutely.
Everything in there. Explain that.
It destroys the blood-brain barrier. So that's a protective thing that happens between the cerebral spinal fluid and your fluids inside the brain and the things that attack it from the outside. Once that barrier is depleted, then it's subject to all kinds of heavy metals, things that get sprayed from the sky, right? Barium, aluminum, all these things that it protects you from. Why methylene blue works. It does. It counters that.
Let me ask you that. 45 minutes in, you feel it, Doc?
Yeah, I feel pretty good.
Be honest, though. You got your own special brand. Is this good or what?
This is the same effect I'm getting, but it feels right. Yeah, it feels right. Yeah, it's a little easier to take. Yeah.
By easier, what do you mean? Compared
just
to
the way it feels, you know, just going down, drinking it. But it's.
So this one tastes better, but it's as good as the one your doctor gave.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, so your doctor must have a good one.
We'll see. We'll go down the road a little ways. I'll text you.
Guys, get him a couple bottles of this. I need Doc Chambers endorsing this.
I'm not getting it for free, but I'll definitely help.
No, you're getting it now. Come on. Free your blood. It's amazing.
Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue. At TheAlexShowStore.com.
Unlimited pilots.
Unlimited power. Volunteer power.
Senator Hawley.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Ellison, let me start with you. You're the Attorney General of the state of Minnesota. Do I have that correct? That's a yes.
Sir, you're aware of my job. You know the answer to that.
You're not going to answer my questions? Are we going to start this way? Are you the Attorney General of the state of Minnesota, yes or no?
You know the answer.
Jeez. Mr. Ellison, you're in my courtroom now. You're under oath. So I suggest that you answer my question. The Chief Law Enforcement Officer of the state of Minnesota, yes or no? Let's try another question. Are you familiar with the $9 billion in historic fraud out of your state, including the $250 million in the Feeding Our Future program alone? Are you familiar with that? Don't turn to the pages in your book to get your potted answers. Are you familiar with it? Yes or no?
Yes, I am familiar with it.
Very familiar, aren't you? Because the people who ran the Feeding Our Futures program came to you in your official office in the state capitol December 11th, 2021, and asked for your help in getting investigators off their backs. They complained to you for upwards of an hour about state investigators going after them, and they begged you to help them, and you agreed to it, amazingly. And we know you did.
That's not
because
true.
It's all caught on tape.
Yeah,
every single sentence is caught on tape. Here's what you said. Let's
and
take a look.
You
said, it's not a question. You said to them, send me the names of all these folks who are investigating them. You said to them, send me their names. And I'll take that, list, and I'll call the person over at education who is investigating them and say, what's going on? Why am I getting these complaints? Then you went on to say, I already have my team working on this. What day should we get together to discuss it again? You made pledge after pledge to them. You said, we've got to make sure this guy who's investigating them stops it. You said, you have my attention. I'm concerned about this. You said, let's go fight these people, meaning the people who were investigating the fraud.
And this is, why'd you is do this it? For your piece?
Why'd you help them?
Are you going to let me answer?
Please, we're all ears.
So first of all, you're cherry picking quotes out of there.
Why did you help them?
I thought you were going to let me answer.
Why did you
help
them?
Are you going to let me answer?
Why did you help
you him? Let me answer and I'll answer you.
Tell the truth and I'll let you answer.
I will tell the truth.
Good.
Let's do that.
That'd be a nice change. Why did you help
him? Now see, Mr. Chairman, I didn't come here to be insulted. I came here voluntarily.
You came here for the truth. Let's have it. Why did you help him? The quotes are here. They're in black and white, and every member of this audience can listen to the recording. It's 54 minutes long. It's all in public. You can Google it right now and listen to it.
And listen to it.
Why did you help him?
First of all, I didn't help them.
You did help them.
No, I did not. I certainly didn't.
You're saying you didn't do anything for him. You didn't.
Well, wait a minute.
I already have my team working on this again. That's not you.
My team assisted with the information that led to the prosecution and conviction of these people.
No, you didn't. You didn't lift
a
finger to prosecute them. No, you did not.
No,
you didn't lift a finger to prosecute
them. It was a federal prosecution.
You had, BS. You had whistleblowers come to you as early as 2019.
You're the one talking BS.
Hey, listen, it's my time.
Doesn't know what you're talking about, sir.
Oh, no, sir. You now have encountered the truth and you don't like it. Why'd you take their money? Why'd you take their money?
I didn't.
You took $10,000.
No, that's a false statement.
$10,000 9 days after the meeting.
False statement.
You took $10,000. Here's what happened. They went to your office.
That's a false statement.
They solicited money from you. They solicited help from you.
That's also wrong.
They came to your office. It was your official office. You met with them for 54 minutes.
No, they didn't.
They asked you for help. You pledged it to them, and they talked repeatedly about money. In fact, it's all they talked about.
That's a lie.
Money, 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 money. They said, we will put our dollars in the right place. We will support candidates that will fight to protect our interests. You replied, that's right. They said, if you are securing your donor base and securing your power base, you can act the way you want. You replied, money is freedom. They said the amount of money circulating. I'm reading the transcript. The amount of money circulating in our community today is powerful, and we haven't realizing it in a meaningful way. And you said, "Give me the specifics." And 9 days later, you took $10,000
that's a lie
from people who were then indicted. It's in your reports. Why'd you do it,
sir?
Was it worth it?
You know what? This is a theatrical performance.
10,000. This is the truth. It this is what accountability looks like, of which you've had none. You helped fraudsters defraud your state and this government of $9 billion, and you got a fat campaign contribution out of it. You ought to be indicted.
Yeah, he's like, I didn't get the money. My campaign got the money.
Point. Let's keep the tenor.
Well,
just
for the record,
I'll ask how I was
lying, and that's the truth.
All right, we're going to finish this. I think we've got another 3 minutes left on it, or 2 minutes left on it. We'll finish it up after the break. This is good. More theater.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VFM members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VFM membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Rob Due. Watch it live right now at band.video.
We're well into the third hour, or we're starting the third hour, and let's finish up with Josh Hawley and Keith Ellison, you know, in a hearing where, you know, it doesn't matter if you lie to the Congress anymore. I guess you can say whatever you want to them. Nothing will happen. Maybe a strongly worded letter from Pam Bondi, but here's the rest of it.
Was it worth it?
You know what? This is a theatrical performance. 10,000.
This is the truth. This is what accountability looks like, of which you've had none. You helped fraudsters defraud your state and this government of $9 billion, and you got a fat campaign contribution out of it. You ought to be indicted.
True.
Well, that's the truth.
I think we've made the point. Let's keep the tenor.
Well,
just
for the record,
I'll ask how I want.
He's lying, and that's the truth.
Oh no, this is all on the record,
sir.
Did you bother to investigate where the money that you facilitated their fraud for, where it went? Do you know where it went, what it was used for, the fraudulent money? I do, because we just heard testimony about it yesterday.
Because we
the
were
funds
key
went
players
to
in the
hundreds of millions of dollars.
Listen,
to
we need
groups,
clearing
to
centers.
National criminal organizations, to the drug trade, to drug trafficking, to child trafficking. And you took $10,000.
That's a lie.
And helped them do it.
My
you know,
campaign
the other thing is whistleblowers came to you as early as 2019. Let's look. As early as 2019, whistleblower, don't talk over me.
No,
as
no,
early
you're
as
talking
2019,
over me.
It's my hearing, pal. As early as 2019,
don't call me
whistleblowers
pal.
Came to, well, I should call you prisoner because you ought to be in jail.
Well, we'll see what you can
in
do.
In 2019, whistleblowers came to you in your office and referred to you fraud allegations from Feeding Our Futures, and you blew them off. Listen, your own state newspaper
that's
investigated
a lie.
The Minnesota Star Tribune. The Partners in Nutrition brought its concerns to the Attorney General's office in 2018 and in 2019, and you did nothing. You did nothing for years. The only action you took is, once all these fraudsters came to your office and asked you to get involved
statement.
And offered you money,
did not come to
then
my
you
office.
Got involved.
They
then you
not,
took the money, and then you got involved.
They did not come to my office. You're completely wrong about that.
You met with him for 54 minutes, and you took $10,000, and they also gave your family money. They gave your family thousands of dollars in campaign contributions in addition to what they gave you.
This is a false statement.
Let's put the
this is completely untrue.
The New York Post.
Yeah, we know the New York Post.
Minnesota Keith Ellison, AG, accepted campaign donations from individuals linked to the $250 million COVID fraud scheme after they were in your office.
Not,
the donations came on December 20th.
Sir,
you met with
not,
them on December the 11th, and on January 20th, the FBI knocked over their headquarters.
No.
That's the sequence
of events here.
No, it's not.
You've been right at the center of this fraud thing from the
beginning.
It's not the sequence
of events.
And you've enabled it. And sir,
the false statement,
you should resign.
And sir, you should resign. I was thinking the same thing about you.
Should resign.
I was thinking the exact same thing about you.
I'm sure after encountering this truth, you are. Because it hurts to have accountability, doesn't it?
Because after this parade of lies and presentation,
time has expired.
I think you should be ashamed for misrepresentation.
Time has expired.
Misrepresentation. Listen, we need Leering Centers. This wasn't even about the Leering Centers. This is about COVID fraud. They were just taking COVID money and spending it how they pleased. And, you know, we saw the FBI, I guess, raid their offices. There was pictures from the FBI. There's our quality Leering Center right behind us. Wow. Well, that was nice. You know what's more interesting than that, though? Trump has lowered the prices of some groceries. Doritos have gone from $5.49 to $4.67. You want to know why? Not because of anything Trump did. It's because of what Maha did and RFK Jr. Now you can't buy junk food with your SNAP benefits, with your food stamps. PepsiCo spent $2.8 million lobbying to keep junk food eligible for food stamps. RFK got 18 states to ban SNAP purchases on soda, candy, processed snacks. Within a week, PepsiCo cut Doritos, Lay's, and Tostitos by up to 15%. The CEO blamed for affordability, but the timing tells the real story. SNAP is a $100 billion a year program. According to the USDA, 20 cents of every SNAP dollar goes to junk food. That's 20%. Frito-Lay products appeared in 7.2% of all shopping trips. The moment the government stopped subsidizing demand, PepsiCo had to compete on price. No regulation, no price caps, no antitrust probe, no subsidy. The subsidy disappeared and the market corrected overnight. No strongly worded letters. No investigations to nowhere. Just cut off the source. Now consider that this same pattern, government money in, prices go up. College, tuition, healthcare, defense, and every other industry with a guaranteed government buyer. Yeah. Pepsi was the one company, one product line, one program. Imagine what would happen if the subsidies stop across the board. Yeah. See this graph? This is the people on welfare. 70% of Hispanics, 52% of blacks, 38% of Asians, 33% of whites. And most of these Hispanics came within the last 4 years. At least half of all the Nicaraguans, 470,000. Now, how many U.S. citizens are in other countries? How many U.S. citizens are fleeing to Mexico? I'd say it's probably 0.002%. Because there's some expats out there. All right. Interesting. Well, you know what? Let's go to this clip before we go to the calls. This shows where we're at. This is clip 19. Okay. American bought a computer to do work, but needs a HP subscription for the printer. Bought the printer, bought the ink. No, it's not good enough. You need a subscription. Here it is, clip 19.
Since when did we live in a world where we have to have a subscription for everything? What do you mean this computer doesn't already have Microsoft and stuff on it? I was using Word just fine. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, sorry, you don't have a subscription. Subscription? Shouldn't your ass already be on the computer? I bought a computer to write stuff on. Why can't I write? You don't have a subscription. Okay. Gets the subscription, goes to print something. Oh, sorry, you don't have an HP Instant Ink subscription. You can't print. What do you mean? It's fully loaded with ink. We got two of them. Color, black and white. Everything you need. Right in there. Sorry, you also need a subscription. Like, tell me why I'm just trying to write a simple document and print it out and it just cost me $25.99. My stuff that I already paid for. $25.99. I haven't even left my house. Costing me money.
That's right. You want heated seats? Pay a subscription. You want GPS? Pay a subscription. Right here is the caller screen. Right in front of me is the caller screen. It says all the callers' names. During our Wiccan caller, what was her name, Leslie? It started to update, auto update, because at 10 in the morning, Microsoft says I need an update. Why? Probably to install. We're probably going to need a subscription to turn this TV on soon. Got to have a subscription. But what's going to happen is people are going to stop using these programs. People are going to start. We may even go to Linux. You think we'll go to Linux soon? No? He's shaking his head. No. We will stay in Microsoft ecosystem. It is good. We love Microsoft. Oh, boy. All right. Let's go to Anthony in Florida. I know we have that caller. Look, it's coming back on now. It's been off for about 20 minutes updating. Why? Because it was working. That's why it needs to update, so it can update some glitches. Here we go. Anthony in Florida, how you doing today?
Hey, what's going on, Rob? Thanks for taking my call, brother.
Yep.
Hey, man, I just want to talk a little bit about Trump alienating his base and then segueing to the Epstein files.
Oh, you think? Obviously. You think he's done that?
Oh, gosh. I mean, so let's just start off with what's going on in Washington. I mean, Swampy Susie, the hive mind that is just controlling everything at this point, the decisions that he is making are disgusting. I mean, the DOJ obviously just completely covering up the Epstein files and the satanic, bloodthirsty pedophiles. But then in the recent days, Sherry's on the tops. He's out there endorsing all these rhino candidates in Florida. Salazar, the Dignity Act pusher, sitting there saying that she wants to give illegals amnesty so you can have cheaper strawberries. Then you go ahead and push over to Corey Mills, stolen valor, scumbag, lying, Muslim convert, POS, who just used his time in the military as an ambulance driver, lied on a bunch of stuff to better position himself in Congress to make money. Instead of serving his constituents, padding his bank accounts with all his shady arms deals. Let me tell you a little something. I'm a 20-year Green Beret. I left my blood on the soil in Afghanistan. I put buddies in body bags over there. And nothing disgusts me more when I hear about stolen valor and people better than themselves off lies. And Trump just went out and endorsed that dude. The next thing he's going to do, he's going to start endorsing Mike Lawler from upstate New York. Democrat with a Republican name, pushing the Dignity Act. And then also, he's the same guy. He voted on all this Obamacare subsidies. Then you got Don Piggyback Bacon's over there, same thing. I mean, all the moves this guy are making, it seems like the Trump train just hit a wall and stopped. I don't understand. The blueprint ahead is to listen to Mark Mitchell. He's got his pulse on the voters. If Trump would just sit down and listen to what that guy's saying, we would be pushing in the right direction.
Oh, yeah. And Mark went to visit him and said that exactly what everything you're saying. He said, hey, listen to me. I'm trying to help you, dude. And he's like, oh, but the stock market. Hold on, the stock market.
Oh, God. I mean, yeah, that's the playbook. Like, he thinks that we care about what the billionaires are making and the millionaires.
Yeah.
And what's not, and we need Main Street issues. What really needs to happen is you need to fire Swampy Susie, make Mark Mitchell the chief of staff, and that plane will glide in and land. But that also has to happen with him sitting here moving with the Epstein files. Fire Pam Bondi. Put in Sidney Powell, some kind of pit bull that is going to go after and actually represent the DOJ. This cover-up is disgusting. I've been a Trump voter 3 times, but the blood is on his hands if he continues to cover this up. He's going to be covered in the dirt. Howard Lutnick, great guy, does a good job. Sorry, buddy, you're tainted. You've got to go.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure there's somebody else that could do his job. There's another person out there that's not tainted with cannibal pedo blood.
How are the Europeans having accountability on this stuff, and we're just sitting back?
Right.
That's just disgusting. And then the last point I want to say is that, hey, you got a bunch. I'm a retired Green Beret. You got a bunch of Navy SEALs, Rangers, Delta guys, Green Berets out there who are freshly retired, still put the kit on. We can still run and gun. Make a task force. Make a task force, bed with the U.S. Marshals, and let's start targeting these pedophiles and taking them down. Just like an HVI in Afghanistan. Hard knocks and start bringing some justice for the American people. I guarantee you would have so many people volunteer for that.
Yep.
You wouldn't be able to keep up. And the dominoes are going to start falling. I don't know if you've been watching what Ian Carroll's been doing in his new app coming out with web. But we are going to start getting these files, and they're just going to start getting broke down at a cyclic rate of fire. I mean, he came out the other day and pushed what this app is going to do, and he's doing some final checks on it. He's going to release it next week, and it is going to be flooding in like a fire hose. But the only thing I got to say to Ian and his tech buddies doing it, you guys better watch out, because there's a bunch of tiny pets that are going to be pissed off and kill people for this kind of stuff.
Right.
Because it's going to be coming, the dominoes are going to start falling, and then the last thing is the victims need to come out and start naming names and dropping dimes. Elon said he's going to bankroll you. You got to do it.
Yep.
And then we got to just start getting accountability in this country, because it is disgusting. And if Trump doesn't do something, people are going to give him the middle finger at the midterms, and we are going to be in the Democrat rule again, and that is going to be a horrible place for our country.
I agree. Everything you said is on target. Totally on target. Thanks for calling, Anthony. Appreciate your service. And yeah, I can't fault any of that. I think let's deputize via the U.S. Marshals, newly retired and discharged armed servicemen to go out and clean house, because there's plenty of people out there that are sick and tired of this. We're sick and tired of it. Like I said, pedo tolerance level. Right here. We got to get it to here. Okay. We have a clip. This is breaking news from Tim Walz is responding to Tom Homan. I'm interested to see what Tiny Tim has to say. Let's go to it right now. Clip 27.
Fellow Minnesotans, over the past 6 weeks, the state of Minnesota and the people of this great state have endured an unprecedented federal invasion.
Because you won't work with them, dumbass.
Our sense of normalcy was shook to the core. The trauma that's been inflicted, certainly across the
outing
immigrant
of Leering
community,
centers,
but to every single Minnesotan, is unlike anything we've witnessed. We've been through challenges. We've been through natural disasters. We've been through COVID. But this is something that I don't think any state has ever experienced. And
yeah,
through that entire time, the dignity,
like I never sent people to shoot pepper balls at people. To get back
the
in their
love,
homes.
The care, and the absolute determination to do what was right never wavered amongst Minnesotans, whether it was standing in minus 40 degrees temperatures or it was delivering food to a family that simply wanted to feed their children. Minnesotans never wavered.
Because we can't
that,
work with the feds to deport criminals.
Grateful.
That's not in our DNA.
I think it's probably safe to say the rest of the country will be forever grateful, because they showed what it means to stand up for what's right, to stand up for the true
That's
principles
right.
of
That's
this
right.
country.
It's right to keep criminals here in the United States.
The Constitution, and to stand with human decency.
That's right.
And so,
more meth, more
I want
meth.
To note that the announcement today by, Mr. Homan, we are cautiously optimistic, as we've said, and that this surge of untrained, aggressive federal agents are going to leave Minnesota. And I guess they'll go wherever they're going to go. But the fact of the matter is, they left us with deep damage, generational trauma. They left us with economic ruin in some cases.
They took away our criminals.
They left us with many unanswered questions. Where are our children?
We have the right to keep our criminals here.
What is the process of the investigations
in Minnesota
into those that
making Leering centers
were responsible for the deaths of Renee and Alex? So while the federal government may move on to whatever next thing they want to do, the state of Minnesota and our administration is unwaveringly focused
on
the recovery of what they did.
Yeah, protecting criminals. Good job, Tim Walz. Good job. You know, when your citizens start getting killed again by illegal aliens, we're just going to be like, you know, we tried to get them out, bro. You didn't want them. You wanted them there. You love your Somalis.
Oh, they're so good. Oh, they're so sweet. We love our Leering Centers. All right, let's go. I got 4 minutes. Let's go to James in Indiana. Go ahead, James. How you doing?
Subscription. Pretty soon you need a subscription to wipe your butt. But no, I'd like you to do a jailhouse interview with Nicholas Danley that admitted to killing a pedophile. You know, if InfoWars would do Nicholas Danley posters, I'd put one in my wife's garage. If we had 100 Nicholas Danleys, we could get rid of this pedophile problem in the country. It's absolutely disgusting.
Is he? He's not the guy that shot the pedo that got his son, right, when he was on the phone. Is that the same guy?
No, this is out of, I believe it's out of Elkhart, Indiana. One of his relatives was being screwed with, and he admitted right on live TV. One of the New York newspapers did a thing. It says he took out the trash or something like that by killing a pedophile. I mean, down in Texas, he'd probably get an award, but here in Indiana, they throw you in prison.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, they almost got Kyle Rittenhouse, too, for killing a pedophile.
Yeah, you need to get him on there and do a jailhouse interview with this guy.
Nicholas Danley. I wrote it down. I'll check it out.
All right, thanks for your time.
Yep. Thanks for calling. Thanks for calling, James. I agree. I mean, I don't have any love lost for pedophiles. We don't need them. They're sick people, and I don't think they can be cured. There's some protesters support Elkhart man charged with murder, call for stricter sex offender penalties. Oh, in Minnesota, you get protected by the governor. It's like, these are our pedos. We love our pedos. Okay, let's go to Jordan in New Jersey. The group that owns the DOJ and FBI is the root of the deep state. Go ahead, Jordan.
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
I'm good.
Good. If this was hot a couple years ago, I think Alex had him on. It's probably more than a couple years ago, but I just want to remind everybody about Dr. Timothy Schindler, who... You can still look this up on joehoff.com under what is really going on. So Laura Logan on the shadow government within the government, CIGIE. And Barr was a part of it. All the major players, Merrick Garland, Ted Grassley is involved with it. But 1978, basically, in the wake of the Watergate scandal, where they basically deposed Richard Nixon, through, the whole intrigue that happened there and during basically the trilateral rule of Jimmy Carter and various people in the Congress that were all running things at that time, they set up something that basically sectioned off the DOJ and the FBI from full control of the president. And that's been ongoing now since that time. So no matter what president's in power, that unit that's been set up is acting as a separate government. And that's why you don't see any of these prosecutions, why district court judges basically control who gets appointed to local, U.S. attorney's offices and so forth, and why you see nothing getting done and no indictments and all the rest. And so with all this salacious talk about the Epstein files, with these people admitting they're committing these crimes and no one's doing anything or seems to be scared, it's because there is no way to have justice under this system. President's not in control of that whatsoever. Hasn't been since 78. So, we have to remind ourselves of this and try to refocus and look at the actual causes of these things instead of symptoms. And I just want to remind everybody that today. I urge everybody to look up CIGIE and the basis for it and understand that's why the DOJ and the FBI basically is the way it is. And it will never change. James Comey was part of it. All these people that have thrown monkey wrenches and caused great harm to our country operating as a shadow government, and it needs to be destroyed and undone if we are to survive as a republic. And I just want to remind everybody of that through this time.
Thank you for that call, Jordan. I agree with you. And when we come back, I got an old clip of Ron Paul talking about how corrupt the FBI is. This predates, it doesn't predate 78, but it's an old clip. We're coming right back.
I have told the folks at Bigley, I said, I want to have the widest selection of combat daggers, trench knives, folding knives, you name it. They're high quality brands. You buy in bulk that are very competitively priced. and then support the broadcast, because I love knives. I know you love knives. They have finally gotten a whole bunch of the knives that were sold out back in, and they've gotten a bunch of new, really nice flip knives that I went out and told them what brands I liked, what was going on, and they were able to get it. And so a bunch of the knives that sold out a few months ago, they're back in, and then these bad boys right here. I mean, these are absolutely amazing. Flip really easy and locks for you. This is forest green, murdered out. It's got my little signature on it, so it's a little piece of history. This is a great knife. This knife sells in stores for $75 all day long. We're selling it for 40-something and even bigger discounts, up to 50% off right now. Some of these knives are as low as $20 a piece. It's a great memento. It's a great gift for your friends and family, and it funds the operation. Go there now. We've got also the murdered out black, and I love how it's that kydex, and it's got that real fine engraving on it, so it gives you that great feeling, that great, because I got sent hundreds of knives from dozens of companies, and I'm the one that chose all these, and these are from really good companies, really good quality, and it's just a great deal. And so do your knife shopping at thealexjonesstore.com. But let me tell you what's back in stock. We have the new ones, Alex Jones Blackout Folding Knife, 7.65 assisted opening folding knife, 3.5 high carbon Damascus blade, 1095 plus 515N20. This is all quality. D2 steel, black PVD coating, and stonewash finish, 3.3 millimeter black thickness, black G10 handle for a secure grip, 15.5 millimeter handle thickness for confident hand feel. Ball bearing pivot system for smooth deployment. I mean, it's a nice quality knife. All black, blackout finished. I call it murdered out. Fast, decisive, assisting, operating. Limited production, but before it sells out. And then we've got the same knife, but it's silver blade folding knife. If you like that, it's got a nice little hook on the end, so you can tie it to things. The forest green folding knife that is my close second, really a sexy knife. Same as the other one, it's just got that forest green. Call it forest, it's kind of like an in-between forest and olive, but it's nice. Kind of Border Patrol, I call it Border Patrol green. Let's change the name, Border Patrol green. That's actually what it is. This bad boy, these all sold out, but they always hold back a few hundred in case orders come in later or whatever. So tip of the spear, Spartan trench knife with brass knuckles, murdered out, and the skull crusher, a few hundred of those. They held back a few of these. It had sold out, but there's about 200 left. The Velize Fire with this beauty limited edition. That funds the operation as well. It's a little different. The Skull Crusher isn't as big. Alex Jones Phantom Folding Knife. This has been sold out. They only got 500 of these the first run. Sold out in one day. It is back. They got 1,000 of them. And it's just a great knife. Really sleek, but really strong. Very well made. And you've got it in orange. Alex Jones Burnt Orange Folding Knife. I like that. Now we've got the Alex Jones Ring Blade. This sold out the quickest last time. That's an amazing product. And they're up to 50% off right now at thealexjonesstore.com. While you're there, get some ultramethylene blue and take advantage of the very best supplements in the world. We'll be right back. Thanks for funding the Second American Revolution worldwide.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Rob Duke. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, we got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I got six callers on the line. I want to get to some videos, especially this demon-possessed trans shooter. And I want to play Ron Paul talking about the FBI. And I got James Vanderbeek has left this mortal realm. But he has some wisdom I'm going to impart to you in the last 3 minutes of the show. So we got a long way to go and a short time to get there. But before we do that, I have not plugged at all today. And I just got a text from Bigley and they're like, hey, if we do this, will you plug? In honor of Alex Jones's 52nd birthday, which was yesterday, he turned 52 yesterday. 52% off site wide.
Everything's 52% off. Pull it up. Pull up the store. There it is. Over 50% off on these best-selling products right there. 52% off in honor of Alex Jones's 52nd birthday. Methylene Red, Colostrum, Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Life Force, the Balm, the Tallow Balm with Methylene Blue in it. So many products. The Atomic Defense. The Shilajit Gummies, which I already mentioned. All of it is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. 52% off. We have some bundles. We have, you can get individual, products. You can get subscriptions and then you don't have to think about it. It just shows up. You can become a VIP member. $30 a month and you get $40 in store credit every month. So you get an extra $10 that you can spend. So if your, purchases that you get are around $40, get a subscription. Then you get to save $10 a month. And it supports everything we do here. Yesterday, Wars of the Info made a really nice birthday wish message to Alex. And here it is. This is how we'll end this plug. Here it is.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to take time out of my supervillain day to say happy birthday. Let's double up on the chemtrails today. Happy birthday, Alex. Hope it's a good one. Happy 52nd birthday, Big Al. Let the good times roll, baby. Hey, Alex, it's your old pal Larry Fink here at BlackRock. Just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. Happy birthday, Alex, from your old pal Dr. Fauci. Here's to another great year.
Well, I just want to thank everybody for the birthday wishes today. I really feel special, and I'll continue to fight the info war.
So go to thealexjonesstore.com and get 52% off some of our amazing supplements. We had a caller calling in talking about the methylene blue. I take the methylene blue capsules one every other day, not because I want it to last long, because I don't need any more than that, and I don't take more than I need. And I don't need more than I take. And let me tell you, no more brain fog. I went to bed last night around 1:30 a.m. after getting ready for the show. Woke up at 6:30. Immediately was wide awake. I'm tired, but there's no brain fog. And that is, I think, the biggest key for me with methylene blue is the loss of brain fog. And some people say it also helps with hangovers. So take that and do with what you will. Now let's go to Ron Paul explaining how the FBI has been corrupt since the beginning, which goes with our last caller. Go ahead.
You know, most of our history, we didn't have those institutions. The FBI came in during the First World War. And interestingly enough, the one thing that Woodrow Wilson did, he used the FBI to spy on American citizens and actually arrest them if they disagreed with his foreign policy about going to war in Europe. And isn't it interesting how recent they used it in the Vietnam era? Democrats used it there. Republicans used the FBI to spy on 100 different groups in this country, including the churches, who disagree with the policy in Central America. It almost looks like the FBI was designed to spy on Americans who might be disagreeing with policy, especially the foreign policy. So the FBI, although I don't think I could condemn everything they've ever done, because I'm sure some of the investigations and investigation of crime has been beneficial, but that could be accomplished through Justice Department within our states. We wouldn't reject that portion of it. But I think the FBI has kept and continues to keep a lot of records on a lot of individuals. The CIA has only been here since 1947. Their record is lousy. I mean, just think of the CIA used by the Democratic administration to...
Oh, Ron Paul's the gift that keeps on giving. If we had only elected him as president in 2008, we probably wouldn't be in this mess. He wouldn't have bailed out the banks. He would have said, you know what? The banks failed. We're not going to privatize or make their losses public and privatize their profits. We're not going to do it anymore. But, you know, we don't want to be called racist. So we elected a black man and his trans wife. Okay, let's go. Okay, Andrew in New Jersey says it's disgusting to attack Trump for calling out Epstein. I agree with you, but I don't say it's disgusting, but, you know, the buck stops with Trump. And we have a DOJ and an FBI that are just saying there's no there.
Do you think there's no there there? Do you think these emails are fake, or what's going on, Andrew?
Yeah, I just want to say, too, though, it's a family show, but I agree with the castration of pedos and the guillotine. But with the black pedo, you'd need a bigger blade. Sorry. Sorry about that.
The pedo team. The pedo team.
But I wanted to say, too, very quickly on Ron Paul, I like everything he said, but a slight disagreement with bailing out the banks. The only time banks should be bailed out is when they were told by the government to give subprime loans and they were fined and called racist. So when the government tells you you have to give loans out, or you have, if you open a restaurant, what type of food, and then you fail. So they should be bailed out, only the ones that were bullied and fined and slandered by the government to give out subprime loans, but not the ones that did it not at the behest of government. So I differentiate because the government was sticking its nose. And also his son pointed that out in the debate, too, that it was the government with the housing that was pressuring the bank and got involved with Fannie and Freddie. But anyway, I want to say with Trump, it was true. But I think what they're saying is that Trump was not involved in a nefarious, illegal way with Epstein. Just like the economy, there was inflation, but it was caused by Biden, not Trump. So that's when he uses the word hoax. But I just think it's despicable that the those who cover for pedos, to me, they're even worse because they don't bring Clinton in, who said, I'm just friends with the guy that owns the island. Imagine saying that to your wife, like, I'm not going on vacation with you, honey, this year. I'm going to a place called Pedophile Island, but I don't sleep with the underage prostitutes. I'm just friends with the guy who's child sex traffic.
It's cool. It's cool. It's all billionaires. We just drink a little blood, and there's a dentist chair there. I get my teeth worked on.
That's why InfoWars, you have to bring back the Bill Clinton rape whistle.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, it was one last example with the U.S. gymnastics team in the past. The trainer was molesting the athletes, and yep, they covered for
the
it.
FBI covered so up just, for it. Yep.
To that, like, you know, it's horrendous. And the, you know, the ministers there. So to me, they're even worse because they're not sick like a pedo is sick. So people that are not afflicted with that sickness, it's not something they have to overcome, yet they're still covering up. So it's just despicable, the ones that cover up for the pedos. But guillotine them and get those Bill Clinton rape whistles back. Thanks.
And, you know, we don't have to chop their heads off. Just chop their wee-wees off. Boom. It's done. Oh, that hurt? Now you got to pee through a plastic funnel. Too bad. You know, there was a headline, and it was, I think it was, check this out, Sean. Sandusky pimped out young boys to either high-dollar donors or something like that. It's a Business Insider article. Something about Jerry Sandusky, who was up at Penn State, was pimping out young boys to high-dollar donors at Penn State. You know, we don't even talk about that anymore. Pimped out young boys to rich. No, there it is. And it's funny. Mark Madden went on WEEI in Boston and reported that rumor. I mean, Jerry Sandusky's still in jail. Sandusky pimped out boys. It's a rumor. Why is he in jail for it? Oh, or his house backed up to the playground where the elementary school or middle school kids were playing. Sick stuff, man. And it's everywhere. It's, you know, it's not just in government. That was Penn State football. I went to Penn State for 1 year, but, you know, I went on up to the main campus. I was going to transfer up there. Didn't get a good feeling about it. No, didn't get a good feeling. So I went somewhere else. Okay, let's go to Dave in Pennsylvania. He's disappointed in Roger Stone. Why are you disappointed in Roger?
Hey, Rob. Thanks for taking my call. I was disappointed, you know, he claims, and I believe him, that he's a Christian and how his wife, it was his wife's recovery to Jesus and everything. But when Alex was pressing about, you know, the pedophiles on the Epstein list, he said Americans were more concerned with hamburger and the economy. And from what I'm reading, there was an article on LinkedIn about Pam Bondi saying if they had to prosecute everybody on the Epstein list, that it would collapse. Most of the sediment, including mine, is leaded.
I'm going to cry. If our system might collapse if we stop blood drinking pedophiles.
It's going to probably collapse anyhow. But
I know. Yeah.
At least it'll collapse with decent people in it. You know. I think, like you said, we have to keep pressing the issue and settle for nothing less. And if Trump's not going to do it, and our Department of Criminals isn't going to do it, we have to do it ourselves.
I agree.
You know, it's funny. I didn't know you lived in Allegheny County. I live over in Westmoreland.
I lived in Westmoreland. I lived outside of Murrysville.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm in Greensburg, and we're much different than the people who live in Allegheny County.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. In the first Trump election, Westmoreland's traditionally Democrat county, but it went to Trump. I was proud of that. I went to Penn Trafford.
I live out in Unity, and we're the largest Republican stronghold. And, you know, if you look at Pennsylvania, we're 67 counties, and 60, I think three or four of them are as red as my neck. And you know, we get dictated to by Philadelphia, Bucks, Erie, and Allegheny.
Yep. No, and that's, you know what, that's how it is everywhere. You get out of the city, and it's normal people wanting to live normal lives. You get in the city, it's just festering with corruption and fake voters, fake registrations. In fact, let's play this clip. This is clip 21. This is just in Georgia. Abandoned house in Fulton County, which is outside of Atlanta. 19 people registered to vote in it. Abandoned house. Here it is. Clip 21.
Jason, how many people are currently registered to vote from here?
You know, there were 20 people whenever I first stumbled upon it, but now, you know, Fulton County's done a great job. They're down to 19, so maybe a few more years we can get down to 18.
Exactly.
This by far is my personal favorite because there actually is a house for once, but the house is, well, I don't know if you would call that a house. Let's just put it that way.
Got some good airflow.
Yes. Yes.
And as we could tell, they've definitely recently moved out. And if it's hard to tell anybody that this is a place where people are registered to vote from, you can definitely see that there's a mailbox so people can actually leave the ballot in case 19 people request a ballot from here. I think that in all seriousness, that's good. This is absurd.
There it is. I mean, that's just one of many that people are finding. Just, you know, it is regular citizens going, because obviously the government doesn't care. They like having that power base. They like getting fake voters so they can do whatever they want. So, yeah, Dave, we need to get to the PTL, the pedo tolerance level. And until we get there, nothing's going to change. All right, let's go to Donnie Darko. Go ahead, Donnie, calling out of California.
Hello, Dad. No, I'm kidding. Everything is converging on this whole death cult thing, okay? Everything, like, people just need to realign their priorities, make this their, like, life's mission, because that's what it's, dude, I think this is what it's about. Like, yeah, you know, pursue a career and all this stuff, you know, but I think, like, unless we do something about this, then, because everyone's realizing that their whole lives and all this pursuit has just been built on lies if we don't, like, tackle this issue, okay? And I wanted to talk about a movie that, like, relates to this, if we have time. Can we do this?
Yeah, quickly. Go ahead.
Okay, quickly. All right. So it's a 2009 movie called The Informers. It has Mickey Rourke in it. I don't know if you guys seen it. It's based off of short stories by the same guy who wrote American Psycho and Less Than Zero.
Mm-hmm.
Both really good books and movies. Okay, so in it, all right. And this is what's so crazy about this, dude. Okay, so what it is, everyone needs to watch it. Alex Jones, you need to watch it, dude. It'll all make sense. Like, you'll get like a spiritual signal when you watch this movie. Okay. So a British rock star starts off because it's about L.A. socialites. Okay, their parents are producers. It's a movie that's not really about anything. It's clearly just about a message. Okay, so a British rock star, he has sex with a 14-year-old. Okay, he gets a phone call. He goes, Lucifer. He's bleeding. Okay, so, okay. Then because I went scene by scene. Okay, the next scene is Mickey Rourke kidnaps a 16-year-old girl, and then he asks her. She's seen some really messed up stuff you can't imagine. Okay. She looks drugged out. She says she saw stuff that she didn't like. Okay. Cause it's about a, it's so Okay, so Rockstar is at a producer's apartment, and they both watch him go into a room with an underage girl. The girl has braces. They clearly see it that she's underage. They go in the room. Okay, so that's one aspect.
So this movie is basically describing what's going on now, the way the industry is. So it's like sort of a revelation of the method is what I think you're saying. Hey, I got to jump.
Right, and
but go ahead. Give your last sentence. Go.
Okay, well, so Mickey Rourke drives around and kidnaps a 10-year-old boy. He says he's for people that he met in West L.A. They'll pay $6,000 to $7,000 for a kid like that.
Yeah.
And
exactly. And it's revelation of the method. Yeah. All right. I gotta go. I can't get to all this other stuff I want to get to. I want to show people the face of evil right here. This is what happens when a demon enters your body, either through SSRIs or too much DMT. Because apparently he was on DMT, mushrooms, weed, plus he was taking a bunch of SSRIs. But this is what you get, and hormone blockers. This is Jesse Van Rootslaar, the trans shooter from yesterday's shooting in Canada. Here's what they sound like. Literally Joker behavior. Chemically lobotomized. And this is what you get. This is America right now. This is North America. That's what we're going through. Too many drugs. Sorry, Donnie, I had to cut you off there. Let's go to Michael in Marble Falls. Bondi's inability and also the subscription crap. Go ahead, Michael.
Yes, I really think that Bondi ought to get terminated, and they put somebody in there to actually get some prosecutions going. And also, I'm kind of fed up with the subscription stuff. Every item you buy, a printer, a phone, every time you turn around, they want a subscription. So that's not making America affordable. It's just they lower the prices of food, but then they turn around and raise more money, through greed.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all.
Well, hey, here's what President Trump had to say today. AG Pam Bondi under intense fire from Trump deranged radical left lunatics. I guess I'm one of them. I don't know, because I thought what she did was horrible. Was fantastic at yesterday's hearing on the never-ending saga of Jeffrey Epstein. The only reason it's never-ending is because you haven't arrested anybody. Where the one thing that has been proven conclusively, much to their chagrin, was that President Donald Trump has been 100% exonerated of the ridiculous Russia type charges. Actually, it was the slimeball Democrats and many of them big donors and politicians that have all been proven guilty. Guilty of what? What? What, Donald? What are they guilty of? What are they guilty of? Loser, sanctimonious, rhino Congressman Thomas Massie made a total fool of himself yesterday, fighting aimlessly against a hopeless agenda of hate and stupidity, as most clearly stated by his crashing job approval numbers in the great Commonwealth of Kentucky. Wow. So, a glowing endorsement. Sorry, bro. You need to arrest some of these people. And until you do that, we're literally this poor kid laughing, trapped inside our bodies, wondering what the hell is going on. Okay, let's go to Mike in Michigan. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi, I just wanted to mention that we do have alternatives to these monthly fees that they want to charge. And yep, you had mentioned Microsoft Excel and Word. I've used the Word Perfect Suite for years. It's a great alternative, and I looked today, it's like $175 on their website, and then you own it. And
I got one better for you. We used to use openoffice.org, and it was free. It had Word, it had Excel, everything free. Openoffice.org.
Yep, I remember that one too. Linux is definitely a very good alternative. And, I just want to mention, we have power to do this. I'm not going to buy a printer that I have to pay a monthly fee. It's not going to happen. Somebody out there will sell a printer that will not have this monthly fee.
Yep,
and what also goes along, with this is these guys in women's sports. If these women just say, "Hey, we're not going to compete,"
yeah,
you show up with a guy on your team, we will not compete. I guarantee. After a while, they may win their trophies or whatever, but after a while, they'll realize that this is useless.
And I agree. We have to stop giving our consent to this. Thank you for the call, Mike. I got one last video we're going to go to. This is James Vanderbeek, who died just the other day of cancer. And this is 3 minutes about what he's learned being on this earth, having success, but most success he had in is building a family. So this is a final video of the day. Thank you for watching. I'll be back some other time.
Today's my birthday, and it has been the hardest year of my life. And I wanted to share something that I learned with y'all. When I was younger, I used to define myself as an actor, right? Which was never really all that fulfilling. And then I became a husband, and that was much better. And then I became a father, and that was the ultimate. I could define myself then as a loving, capable, strong, supportive husband, father, provider, steward of the land that we're so lucky to live on. And for a long time, that felt like a really good definition to the question, who am I? What am I? And then this year, I had to look my own mortality in the eye. I had to come nose to nose with death. And all of those definitions that I cared so deeply about were stripped from me. I was away for treatment, so I could no longer be a husband that was helpful to my wife. I could no longer be a father who could pick up his kids and put them to bed and be there for them. I could not be a provider because I wasn't working. I couldn't even be a steward of the land because at times I was too weak to prune all the trees during the window that you're supposed to prune them. And so I was faced with the question, if I am just a too skinny, weak guy alone in an apartment with cancer, what am I? And I meditated, and the answer came through. I am worthy of God's love simply because I exist. And if I'm worthy of God's love, shouldn't I also be worthy of my own? And the same is true for you. And as I move through this healing portal toward recovery, I wanted to share that with you because I think that revelation that came to me was due in no small part to all the prayers and the love that have been directed toward me. So I offer that to you. However it sits in your consciousness, however it resonates, run with it. And if the word God trips you up, I certainly don't know. I can't claim to know what God is or explain God. My efforts to connect to God are an ongoing process that is a constant unfolding mystery to me. But if it's a trigger, it feels too religious, you can take the word God out, and your mantra can simply be, I am worthy of love. Because you are.
Words to live by, people.
Thank you for the love and prayers, everyone. Have a blessed day.
I see through a rose-colored darkly. That means I'm trying to tell you the truth, but I'm not always right just about 98% of the time. And bad guys of every stripe don't want this show on the air. But you're the good guys. You have to decide, hey, this guy's a fighter. This guy stood up for this. This guy has an incredible track record. We want to support him. And then I'm going to sell you something that really works so you love it and you get it again and again. And Bigly, our great sponsor, thoseyellowshowstore.com, no matter what happens, InfoWars, we continue on the Alex's network that's been built. So Key said, Alex, you keep getting it wrong. We don't have 84% reorder on Ultramethylene Blue. We don't have 76% reorder on the supplements and average. You're reading that wrong. That's on total customers. We have a 97% reorder from anybody that orders at thealexandstore.com. Well, that's a testament to you guys out there supporting us and how great the products are. Nobody, I mean, a site that has a 20% reorder is seen as successful. That is you being steadfast supporters, and I want to thank you. So we're running the biggest sale of the year right now over 50% off on ultra methylene blue, on the bovine colostrum, on the new methylene red that's proprietary to us, on the Shilajit complex, the Irish sea moss, atomic defense, and more. But it's only run until next Monday. Got 6 days to take action. TheAlexShowStore.com. Takes money to fight a war. We're fighting a war. Plus, the products are great. So please get yours now. Over 50% off, but it's an alert. Only a few days left. Thank you so much.